You are now listening to the smooth sounds of Dirtbag Radio.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Gotcha, bitch. I wanna feel on a body. I wanna feel on a body. Check out my dick, I be pouring. That little bitch, she be foreign. All of my dick, she be doing, exploring. Reach for a phone, that bitch down to do porn. Look like a haunted house out of my safe. Line of my belt, next D on my waist. Hanging with rats, man, I cannot relate. Niggas be snitching when catching a case. Ripping on bodies, that shit get you killed. Saying you stepping, but ain't in the field. Lost on my niggas, that shit ain't felt real. Stressing a nigga, had popped me a seal. Six-figure nigga, done had that before. Used to catch licks and I kicked in some doughs. Knowing these demons be wanting my soul. Can't trust nobody, my heart pumping cold. I ain't trust nobody. Got a little lean on my body. I wanna feel on the body. I wanna feel on the body. I can't trust nobody. Got a little lean in my body. I wanna feel on the body. I wanna feel on the body.
Niggas won't be, but it don't be.
Gotcha, bitch.
That's enough for me, dog.
You already know, man. Hold on. Always love dropping flex bombs, man. Alright, man. Let's go, man.
We back.
Yep.
As always, this is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast, man. And it's your boy Olansky. Three eyes on Instagram, two eyes in person, and one eye on motherfucking paper, aka LL Couche, aka Dijon Pigeon, the mustard motherfucking Pigeon.
Still don't get it. This your dog, Flynn Speed.
Fuck you.
Flynn Speed, man. Flynn Speed 36 in the building, man. Flynn Speed 36
That's enough for me, dog.
Hey, thanks for nothing out right now. You know, the album. Go get that shit if you ain't got it, nigga. You funky dog head bitch, you.
Who got on the show today?
You know, on this side of the world, we got Pretty You from the Avenue coming through. What's going on, y'all? Good to see you.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening? This is Chill A the Geek.
Back again. And as always, once again, this is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast. And today we started off the episode with Technique, my dog from back home in Charleston Town in Lincolnville, specifically. Song Nobody, man. Go check that out, man. It's on all streaming platforms, man. His new project, Mercury Retrograde Act 2. Go check that out, man. It's like three projects in one. All right.
Yeah.
So how's everybody been, man? It's been a while, man. How you been, Chile?
Yo, man. Shit, it's been beautiful, man. I can't even really complain, man. Just keeping it steady.
What about you, my dog?
I just came back from fucking Hawaii, which is paradise.
Everybody went to Hawaii.
Which is paradise. Like, I did. It was my first time. And like, what I noticed when I got off the plane, I looked to my left, and there was black mountains. Damn. Just a range of black mountains, just sitting there, looking at it.
Like they were black?
They were black, like this table.
Did you see black beaches, the black beach?
Not on Oahu.
It's probably from the...
I was on Waikiki.
From the ash from volcanoes.
Yeah, those are like volcano rock and shit like that, but it's no active volcanoes on the island I was in.
Okay.
But there's remnants. So seeing a black mountain is amazing. Sunsets are stupid. It's called paradise for a reason, baby.
Like, especially getting off the plane, and that's what you see, like, nigga. I'm a black mountain, nigga.
Right, look at me.
That mountain's for us.
Yeah.
That means me.
That shit was significant. For real.
It was amazing.
You had a good time out there, though? That shit was cool.
I had such a good time. I contemplated and had long conversations about moving and what it would take and what I need to make it out there, and what's the income, and do I do 6 months there and 6 months here? Do I do 9 months here and 3 months and doing nothing? Like, how do I play this? It was a real conversation because you go out there, you realize, like, wait a minute, this is beautiful, and it's a city. It's America.
Yeah,
it's America.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Puerto Rico is more out there than fucking Hawaii. It's America.
Yeah.
But you feel out that you're like, I'm out the country. No, you're not. You're in fucking Maine. With Hawaiians.
You're off the mainland.
You're in Seattle, nigga.
That's how I feel when I go to Colorado a lot of times. Every city I've ever been in Colorado, I love. Like, every time I go to Colorado, it's just a great fucking time. Not just because of the weed, but just everything. The vibe, the shit to do, you know what I'm saying? You get a mix of everything. The mountains, the snow, the everything.
People are different out there,
So
too.
I've been the last couple of weeks, me and my girl was talking about how what would it take to actually have a house in Colorado and live out there on and off. Because, I mean, you know, when you get to that point in age, man, you just like...
You're like, I need a place to go do nothing at.
I just need somewhere to be. Because if I'm in this place, I'm going to be tied to the obligations of this zip code.
Boom. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this, right? I come from New York. I moved to Atlanta, right? But now Atlanta's New York.
Yeah.
Kind
of, well.
It's New York. It's the Mecca. It's where everyone is. It's the epicenter. It's New York. So with that being said, not everybody, saying it ever wasn't, but
everybody leaving New York.
All New Yorkers are here now.
Yeah. Everybody coming.
All people from Texas, all people from Cali, everyone's coming here. Mm-hmm. So why would I want to like do 6 to 8 months in either Hawaii somewhere or Costa Rica where everyone's chilling?
Costa
Rica's
nice.
What? 12 hours worth of sun.
My partner was actually out there a couple of months ago looking at land. He said he bought, you know, he got a mortgage out there and stuff like that, and he's building a house in Costa Rica right now.
Yeah.
But he's going to Airbnb it. And I was actually looking into it, too. I was like,
I'm thinking about the same thing.
There's 40 acres on the other side where I just bought my shit at, man. Look into it. So bro, that's definitely something we can talk about.
Properties for like $150.
We could make Dirtbag Landia.
Yeah. Dirtbag Fest.
Dirty Fest.
I mean,
bring your dirt and bring your bags.
Leave your class at the door.
Check your class at the door.
Check your class with your coat.
I love it.
Pick it up on your way back.
I think Dirtbag Landia could be a thing.
It could be. That should be major.
He was saying he only put up like $80,000 up front.
And
got a mortgage for like $1 million to build a house and stuff like that. So now he has $1 million.
Hold on, look at me.
So he put up $80,000. He got a mortgage. He got a loan from the banks out there for like $1 million, right? So what that means though, he doesn't have to spend that $1 million on the house.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like he has
up to $1 million.
Oh, he can spend half a month.
You know what I'm saying? So you could always build a $650,000 house
and be like, "Here, take that back.
Let's pay this.
I need to make some phone calls and talk to some people.
I'm telling you,
I want to do this.
Here on the High Class Dirtbags podcast, we do not just talk about bullshit all the time. We actually be making, you know, money moves. You know what I'm saying?
Is it safe to say that our dirtbagness is highbrow?
High class.
It's high class. It's high class.
Drink your water like this, bitches.
You see that? That's what I'm saying, man. I recommend to anybody, you know what I'm saying, that's got disposable income, man, buy property, man. You can't go wrong with property. I guarantee you, you're going to make all your money back. It might be some down years, might be some up years, but overall, when you get to that end of that road, you're going to have that bag with you.
Everyone wants a piece of Dirtbag Landia. I'm with that.
Hey, man, for real. I'm telling you, man. So be on the watch for Dirtbag Landia. You dig? But that's good, man. I'm glad everybody's been good, enjoying their life, fucking vacationing, just chilling and shit like that. I've been working my ass off.
What? Who you tell?
Like a motherfucker, it's snowing in Atlanta.
It snowed last night. You see
global
that shit?
Global warming ain't real, though.
The earth is flat. Global warming ain't real. Yeah. Right? And pigs do fly.
Facts. I seen a cop.
And weather.
I seen a cop in a helicopter. Shit.
I seen the ghetto birds every day.
China made their own sun.
Got a sun.
You don't think motherfucker make snow?
Did you see that? Why would you make your own sun? Now you got two sunsets, weirdos.
Them niggas got satellites that make snow now. Nah, but it is a crazy fucking world we living in. And it gets crazier by the day with all these new fucking challenges. And I have come to the conclusion here that the government is making a lot of these IG challenges. There's no other fucking way.
Like the crates?
No, because the crate, we had the CIA milk crate challenge. Because we knew the CIA did that shit.
Challenge.
You know what I'm saying? To keep your mind off of racism, classism, and everything else.
And every ism.
This month, they have Spell Shit Out With Money Challenge.
Yeah. Let's see how much money you got.
Hold on. Like that.
But the thing that makes this challenge so weird and the timing so awkward is it's right when you get your W-2s and it's tax season.
It's tax season.
This is literally the worst time
to be doing this.
Like, idiot in their white mind is just going to be like, you know what? Yes, IRS, I'm going to pose with thousands of dollars of cash. But then When I give you these W-2s, I only made $300 on paper, nigga. Right.
Yeah, that ain't it.
The IRS just came out not even 3 weeks ago saying, if you rob somebody, please report it to them.
We just talked about this on the last episode.
Illegal income, report it. Because they know. It's crazy. They want
every fucking thing, boy.
Right?
So they want to. How you tax cocaine and it's illegal?
They don't care about that. As long as you make the profit.
You're taxing an illegal situation.
They're taxing the profit off of the legal.
How? Wow. That means cocaine should be legal.
Facts.
If you can tax, if I'm paying tax on that shit, then leave me alone.
Nigga.
Right?
Al Capone didn't go to jail for murder. He went to jail for tax evasion.
That's what I'm getting at. You're right about that.
Look at that up.
They all go for
tax. As long as you keep some money in the cut to pay that tax, you're like, oh, shit, man.
I'm sorry.
I've been saving the 35%. Every brick of cocaine I sell.
I was waiting for you guys.
35 cents saved from every dollar I ever made. I've been waiting for you guys.
I've been waiting for you. Come on in.
Like, got it. Your money is right here.
No problem, please.
like, taxes.
But the thing with that is they're gonna take the money and then they're going to send it for what? He got 17 more bricks in there. That's so, what we get our cut.
Next year, you better have my money.
Yeah.
It's amazing, though.
No, it is very peculiar that niggas is posing with money, spelling shit out with $100.
Niggas been doing that shit.
Right? No, niggas been doing that.
This is the same
thing. But right before tax season. Well, I can understand rappers and entertainers doing it, but it's regular everyday people.
They pull out his shoebox, spelling with the shoebox money.
Bro, what are you doing, man?
Put the duct tape back on the box.
I got to report you to
the IRS. They
got to
put that shit back in the bank.
So I seen that one dude get cussed out by his dad. Money back underneath my mattress.
Shit.
He was laying out on the floor with the shit spelled out. Like, damn. I didn't know it was a challenge.
I think a girl posted that shit. It's like, shit. You know, they watching you, like, you know what I'm saying? Shit, they ain't just the IRS nigga. The robbers. The niggas in your
Jack
town.
Boys, they know where you live at.
I seen a nigga spell out, y'all gonna get robbed with money.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's hilarious.
It's funny. I seen some shit. It was like a girl did that shit, and like 6 hours later, motherfucker kicked in her door and robbed her.
Yep.
Right? Damn. You know what I can spell with money in my pocket right now? That's what I can spell.
Nothing.
I'm going to tell you again.
Yeah, nigga.
That's what I got.
Nigga, you robbed me, nigga.
You're going to be mad.
I'm calling my bank like, yo, these last five charges is fraudulent, dog.
It's not me.
I'm getting my money back.
That's all you can see. Credit cards. Cards.
Man, you might get a $10 bill off my ass, dog, if you're lucky, bro. Yeah.
Shit, they ain't going to get that, nigga. I'd be really so mad some days. I'm like, God damn, I don't got no cash. I want to get a lottery ticket or something.
You hear that,
I look
IRS?
Up at the thing, I was like, nigga, ain't got shit.
Hey,
I'm like, fuck, I ain't got no cash.
If I ever won the lotto, I'm going with like a Iron Man helmet.
You know, that's a fact.
Matter of fact, the whole suit. Cause I don't want you to know I'm black.
Straight up,
I'm gonna go to the whole
gloves
suit
and everything.
And I'm gonna have a fake ass voice. I'm gonna talk like this. Thank you for my money. I do appreciate these things. Yeah,
you're gonna call your outfit.
You're not gonna know what I am. A man came and got money. And his name is X.
Yep.
That's it.
You got to switch up your walk.
I can do that. Yeah. I know how to switch up everything. Trust me. I'm great at this shit. I would show you, but we sit down.
Iron Man walking with a little swag. What's up with that?
Nigga, I'm just going to pay somebody to go up there and act like me. Be like, yo.
That's smart, too.
Yeah. Asian man. Hi, my name is so-and-so.
Yeah, that's he's my
representative. They ain't going to fuck with him.
But nah, you know how you can get out of that, though. All you got to do is claim it under a trust. If you claim lottery winnings under a trust, you don't have to show up. You don't, like, they...
No, I just pay somebody, like you said. I just pay an Asian dude. No, I mean, not Asian. I'm sorry. Somebody.
Any dude. Not just Asian. You can get a little dude from Bangladesh.
But I know for a fact I'm not going to be posing with my goddamn money once I get it, though.
Wait, just know if you need to buy a standard from Bangladesh, you can get one on Amazon for $59.95.
So this is a smooth segue to that mail.
What?
The mail story.
What mail story?
The email with the lottery.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, speaking of lottery winners, this chick... she ended up finding out she won $3 million from the Michigan State Lottery, I think, because she looked in her spam folder and, you know, apparently she bought a lottery ticket or like an online lottery ticket or some shit like that. And it was in her spam folder. She opened it up. $3 million.
Sounds like a fucking African
That's why I would
joint.
Never win
I would
that
never
shit.
Open it. I'd be like, yeah, all right, B. I'm not fucking with you.
She posed them with her face, her name. Y'all niggas.
I wouldn't open that spam. I would have never answered it because it's spam.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I got some shit in my little spam folder.
They dropped her Facebook link they was like, yo, Shannon something won, and they dropped the Facebook link. They know all about this bitch.
Yeah,
like,
they coming to get her.
I'm going to be anonymous.
Oh, yeah, though. I'm anonymous. I still would think that would be a scam, mask, yo. I'm going to have to call. You got to call up to the place like, yo, is this for real?
You got to be Darth Vader and that shit. And that's all you say.
Like, yo, where's my money? Yo, this shit real.
Kill you. You don't like, say
give,
shit.
Give me this fucking money. That's fucking crazy, dog. Yeah, I've checked my spam folders, and I've probably, through the course of having an email address, I probably won at least $3 billion.
I had so many brothers and sisters from Africa donate money to me in my spam. Yeah. I've had so many people try to send me BMWs for $10,000 and they're worth $100,000. I've had so much in my spam that
I don't believe porn in my spam.
Yeah, that nigga is like that.
Nigga, that, he like, you know that ain't real. Call me. I'm right around the corner from you. Where you know I stay? How you know me? I'm in your area.
Looking for some stroke. You like, oh, wait,
what? For an orgy right now.
Do you want to masturbate together? What?
You like, spam. Hey, you know what? I wouldn't mind doing that.
She said she was looking for stroke.
You said you live where? I live right there too.
That's my IP address too. Yeah. We got the same zip code.
Hot locals in your area now.
Wow. Like, wait, hot housewives.
Yeah.
Hot housewives alone home.
Alone home.
Hey, y'all know they got a right
alone.
They got a TikTok for porn. Y'all know that.
What? No, I don't have a TikTok page.
No,
they do.
No, no, but they it's like,
there's porn everywhere, bro.
It's like TikTok for porn.
Like, but it's like,
so what is it called?
It's a different app.
Triple X Tick.
Okay.
So what, motherfuckers just be up? Ah, man.
I thought it was called a click top.
Really?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Click cock.
Yeah, click cock.
I would think that was
TikTok.
I ain't want to say that first.
You gotta say click cock. What? Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to click cock.
Tits and top. TikTok.
How did you find this?
TikTok.
How did you find out?
How do you know about this?
Random clicking, you know.
Wormhole. That's called the wormhole.
Exactly. Wormhole.
You click too many. You click three times. Like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah. Come check out.
And then you don't have like no pop up. You know it's legit.
Copy legit. You know legit porn than regular porn.
You don't have no pop ups and stuff.
So it's just like 30 second clips.
Yeah. Or more. Couple of minutes.
Is that like
that nigga said or more?
Is that like butt naked twerking on loop? Butt naked twerking on loop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hashtag.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. That's
about to say, yeah, because 15 second videos ain't gonna do it.
I don't know how we got on this subject, but I said Twitter got the best porn.
Yeah.
Twitter and porn. What about Little Debbie and his ice cream? That goes with porn.
Oh shit, yeah. So I guess
Debbie selling ice cream.
She I didn't
is.
Know that.
Oh, yeah, that is going to be
like the ice cream sandwiches, like
bona fide ice cream.
No, it's like the cakes, but it's going to be flavored. Their ice cream flavored of like Debbie cakes. Cosmic brownie.
A cosmic
ice cream,
brownie.
Honey bun ice cream.
No, so like the little Debbie cakes.
But yeah.
The ice cream cakes?
No, they're ice.
It's ice cream. It's going to be flavored.
So I can get a pint of zebra cake.
I can do that?
Yeah, a pint of honey bun.
That's death. That's fucking heart attack. Fuck you, little Debbie.
I might just try that shit just to try it.
I'm definitely going to eat some of that damn honey bun ice cream, though. That shit sounds
like a heart attack.
The nutty buddy? The nutty butter?
Don't eat the nutty buddy.
The nutty butter.
Boss.
You eat a nutty buddy.
Don't do it. No.
Nutty buddy. The nutty butter. You need the nutty butter.
That's amazing.
The nutty butter.
A Swiss roll, nigga?
Swiss roll ice cream?
Ice cream. I don't even like ice cream like that.
Cinnamon roll ice cream may make you go to the bathroom. But I think it's going to be too sweet.
See that? Yeah.
No, I mean, that's one thing. You just eat like a scoop or two and be like, I'm good, bro. Like you eat a whole tub of that shit, dog.
You're going
to
die.
But see, the little Debbie's wasn't as sweet as they are now.
That's what I'm talking about. This back new millennium day, Debbie.
When it was 25 cents, them shit was, it was sweet. But it wasn't
that.
Either that or we could take that shit back.
We was kids. We could take it. Maybe it was that.
You might be right.
I've been going with that one.
Now I get more sugar. I'm thinking of the price. Like, nigga, I'm paying $1 for the same shit.
You gotta be more sugar here.
I'm like, nigga, I eat that now.
I eat that motherfucker now. I get woozy, dog, and lightheaded.
I drink that 2 bottles of water. Like, whoa, I got energy. Nigga, I need water.
Day, I was like, I was in the store. Like, man, let me get me one. I ain't had them in a minute because I don't too much eat no sweets like that.
I'm selling your diabetes strips.
I grab a zebra cake. Like, nigga, throw it back to a zebra cake.
You don't want that.
Nigga, I ate them. I took a bite.
Did your teeth scream like, ah?
I was like, what the fuck? This is sweet. Oh, this shit was sweet, man.
That shit make a cavity that you don't even have be like, what's up?
Yeah, for real.
I'm gonna come through?
That's crazy.
Nah, I don't mess with that sweet stuff. Not me.
But I'm definitely gonna try the ice cream.
I'm gonna fuck with the ice cream, man. That's just what it is, man. I'm a hood baby, man. So shit, you know, I always keep a. I got a fucking emergency glass in my pantry, dog. They got 6-pack of ramen in that bitch in case of emergencies, dog. Shit.
Bug out bag, a box of ramen. The end of the world. Shit. I got a bug out box. Got mad ramen.
A box of ramen, dog, in like 3 different seasonings, just in case, dog. The seasoning packets don't be hitting all the time, dog. Sometimes you gotta add a little.
You gotta ask that song on a double. Little Mike Lowry. So
if I had ramen noodles, I don't even use the packs no more. I just throw my own seasoning in there.
That's what I did the other day, man. I got home, I was like, I'm so hungry, but I was like, man, I'm not cooking shit. It was like ramen. 2 minutes.
Can I tell you, I haven't had a ramen noodle soup since November 2000.
Like what kind? Like you ain't been to none of these gentrified spots?
I've been to the gentrified nice ramen, but the whole you crack that shit.
Yeah, I think that's the real ramen right now.
Yeah,
that's the real.
I didn't get the hood ramen where you go home and boil it down.
Yeah.
And the reason why I didn't have one since November 2000. Because that's jail food, and I refuse to eat that shit. And that's the last time I had that jail food, November 2000.
Yeah.
I can't eat ramen noodles. Yeah, I can't. I'm traumatized. I can't do it.
I get it, man. I get it. You got a reason, but shit.
I got one sitting on my counter right now. Just wait for me to crack it. I ain't crack it. Look, I've been sitting there for like 3 weeks. I'm like, nah, I'm past that shit.
I think somebody did a study.
Look, I'm like, I'm past that ramen.
That shit don't break down.
One day.
It's McDonald's. One day. For 10 years.
One day you gonna get home tired as a bitch and be like, yo, fuck that.
Practice ramen, fuck that.
Yeah. Yep. That's how I was the other night, man. I got off at like 4 a.m., nigga. I was hungry. I was like, I just need to put something
on. You don't want
to
wait,
I was like, fuck it, dog. Like, sleepwalking. Ate them noodles. I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna feel like shit tomorrow. But fuck it. Ramen and Waffle House do the same thing.
We still eat that shit.
That's why I buy soup. I buy a lot of soup.
I have soup in my house for nights like that.
Yeah, for nights like that.
Oh, soup with some crackers. Let's get it.
Yep.
Or I keep, let's say, some lemon pepper tuna little packs.
I got some of that.
Lemon pepper tuna. If y'all don't fuck with lemon pepper tuna, you don't know what you're missing. That's the shit.
Nah, I used to.
Some of that right now.
I got that in my house right now.
That's a fact.
I keep it up in the gym, so, you know, I do some push ups. Like, now I'm hungry. And late night.
It's like a cat, too.
Yeah, like a cat. Like some tuna. Some cat shit.
Cat tuna.
Shut the fuck up.
Damn, dog. I got it. That's no for me, dog.
I got it. Yeah. He's a little slow.
Who? Hey, man.
And I don't even eat tuna. Just that lemon pepper shit. That's it.
Yeah, I don't like tuna salad.
It got mayonnaise. I don't fuck with it.
Yeah.
I just made one of those, actually.
I like chicken salad. Hey, man.
No chicken salad, no potato salad, no egg salad, no salad.
Nothing with the mayonnaise.
I'm not eating it.
Macaroni cheese?
Macaroni cheese. I love stir some mac and cheese, though.
See, they ain't got mayonnaise in it, though.
So. Mac and cheese, they got no mayonnaise. You got cheese.
But I bet you if I do it on them seafood salads, though, you'll fuck them seafood.
It got mayonnaise in it.
Charles and seafood salad?
In my brain, I'm going to say, I'm going to take for granted there's some mayonnaise in here somewhere. And I mostly can't eat it.
I feel you.
It's an emotional thing.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
You know, I see some creamy shit. I'm like, what you got in there?
Ranch dressing.
Yeah, mayonnaise. I'm good.
I'm fucking with that.
It's all mayonnaise in my brain. Aioli, that's mayonnaise.
Yeah, all it is mayonnaise Alfredo, with juice on it.
Mayonnaise. I could deal with Alfredo because I know that's cheese. I know that's cheese. And if you put mayonnaise in your Alfredo, you're a nasty fucking jump off the roof. I hate you.
Hey, man.
You're a liar. I hate you.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with a little mayonnaise on a hamburger, man. That shit add a little twang to it, man.
You don't want no twang?
Salads, though.
All mayonnaise is whipped eggs.
I fuck with the seafood salad. That's all it is.
And I get it.
Salad.
But it's like
hydrogenized
eggs. In that texture, in that mode of life, it's like ice steaming water. I don't want eggs like that.
No, I know what you mean. I don't like bananas, man. I hate bananas. I don't like mushy
texture. I like pickle eggs. So shit. I'm just a country nigga. I'm a country nigga.
Yeah, I fuck with pickle eggs. I never had
a pickle egg before in my life. Yeah. I seen a devil egg, and my whole life I'm like,
nah, devil eggs be hitting, dog.
That's ironic.
Thanksgiving, boy.
Just stopped down the gas.
I got another tray of this shit right here.
Nah, devil eggs. Them shit is another level.
Yeah, no, I'm not fucking with them. Just ruin your life. Whatever paprika on the top of it. Yeah, you got paprika.
Yeah, man. If they don't got the paprika on it,
paprika don't have a taste. I call it paprika. It has a taste. You know what I mean?
It's a hidden taste.
No,
it's
a hidden taste. I'm trying to tell you, boy, them deviled eggs, boy, them shit. But I fuck a whole tray of them shits up on Thanksgiving diet. We go ahead and just take that shit.
What you gonna do tomorrow when that revenge kick in?
Huh?
When that revenge kick in tomorrow.
Just go with it.
Just go with it. Just embrace who you are.
Just embrace it.
You just like blood, fuck it.
You just running around busting out shots.
You can have mustard gas, though. Y'all need to feel me?
If you ever try to bulk up, nigga, a lot of niggas eat eggs, dog. Deviled eggs.
Oh, push him in the stomach. He does.
Nigga, I was just about to say, it's so ironic. I just started at the gas station and I got me some pickled eggs.
Look at that man right here.
That's some real shit.
Like, all you need is a boiled peanut and you the shit.
I got one of them over there. Listen, I'm the realest nigga around.
Oh, my
he
God.
He got boiled peanuts in the cut. No, I do. Right there,
like, oh, my God. I'm a country nigga, bro. I'm a country nigga.
This is amazing. What's with boiled peanuts? What is that?
I couldn't never.
Oh, man. I'm a Carolina nigga, so that's definitely a Carolina thing.
You know what I like? I like peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
See, regular boiled peanuts is all right, man. Them Cajun boiled peanuts, though, dog.
It's different too, cause like the boiled peanuts I got is like the store boiled peanuts. Like back home, they got
like with them boy like, on the side of the road, dog, with that like, shit, bro. Yo, if you ever see an old man on the side of the road with boiled peanut, and that nigga like, yo, I got,
I'm gonna pull up wherever I'm going.
I'm telling you, bro.
Grab me a little.
Boiled peanuts is the shit, cuz.
Shout out Timbo's.
Hey, man.
West Ashes,
shout
nigga,
out Tony the Peanut, man. Hey, man, that used to be at fucking
Tony the Peanut,
the River
man.
Dog
my
Stadium.
My boy Timbo's, man, on West Ashes.
Tony
61.
The Peanut, man, dog.
Oh, man.
Straight up, dog. That motherfucker, he used to be at the Charleston River Dogs minor league baseball team stadium, dog. He was a good family friend. Like 40 years was at that stadium, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Timbo took over when he.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that, and then them boy, but them boy gave him his own jersey. Like, so they would have Tony the Peanut Man night and shit like that. Like, you ever go to Charleston, man, get you some of them boiled peanuts, man. That's some.
Anywhere in South Carolina, you go down them back roads, there's going to be somebody selling watermelon fruits and shit and boiled peanuts.
Yeah, dog.
You
got
to get the boiled peanuts.
Yeah, them boiled peanuts, dog. Them fruits, boiled peanuts. Because what you do is you go get your fruits, but then you get the boiled peanuts to eat on the way home. You know what I'm saying?
Because they grow the peanuts and shit like with the fruits. Yeah. But then they boil them and, you know what I'm saying?
So the peanuts fruity?
No.
No.
Are the fruits peanut-y?
No.
They're just asking. They all growing their separate.
Yeah,
know?
But it's you know, it's that country nigga shit, man. That's water shit, boy. That's that straight off that water.
I would think boiled peanuts and pickles would give you some gas like a mofo. Like ruin your life.
Boiled peanuts be hitting.
But think about it. Is it really ruining your life? Could you and your girl eat boiled peanuts?
I mean, regular peanuts, I don't see how niggas eat regular peanuts. Like, dude, just
like
regular
salted peanuts?
Like, yeah, like just roasted. Regular, like, roasted peanuts? Yeah, fuck no, dog.
I do that shit all day.
I eat cashews.
Fuck no. I'll eat some cashews, but regular fucking just roasted peanuts? No, dog. I got it. My peanuts gotta be
not
boiled.
Like the hot ones.
It's gotta be
honey,
boiled peanuts.
Roasted all of them.
Nah, I don't do no honey roasted
them shit be
nuts,
like,
man.
Nah, I like honey roasted nuts. I'm good.
Them shit be the snack. Them shit be the snack for me, like, throughout the day. Like, I don't gotta eat. Wait, like, peanuts? It's that one snack, like, you can eat them bitches and you really don't got to eat shit else.
Yeah, that's why I keep cashews with me.
Nah, I do.
Salty nuts, pause.
Pistachios is like that for me.
Pistachios, like all of
it. Yo, you ever had pistachios with lemon juice?
Yeah, dog.
No, I haven't.
Nah, try it.
I like the new shit.
I like mixed nuts and shit, like, pause. Like, we get the can of the mixed nuts. Pause.
Oh, my gosh.
The pecan, like, I grew up with a pecan tree right beside
Hold on, man. Okay. Why do niggas say pause when they say shit like that? Shouldn't it be fast forward?
Nah, because he from New York. I gotta say it.
Fast forward? No, we want to make sure you know that I don't mean that word. So we got to pause that. Word? We going to put a pause on that and leave that.
We
got to
fast forward that.
She down from the south. We don't give a fuck.
I just figured you just know that.
But I got to be respectful.
I'm from New York. You got to
I got to be respectful.
Sorry.
I know, man. It's fine. He looking at me like, nah, he said it.
Nigga, he said it.
Hold on, homie. You didn't say pause.
You said mixed nuts? What? No pause?
No pause?
I thought about it. I was like, nigga, hold on.
No pause.
This guy wants a bowl of mixed nuts, pause. Oh, my goodness.
You know, I was playing ball, pause. What?
That's why you call it basketball. Now, if you're around the wrong people who want to be like jokey Smurf, then you got to pause everything you say.
I know. I'll be looking at that shit.
Because some dudes be like, really? Like, your mind is ruined. What's wrong with you?
Like, I get to the point, I'm like, man, fuck y'all, nigga. Y'all know what the fuck I mean, nigga. God damn, nigga.
Mixed nuts. Yeah, I'll take a bag of mixed nuts.
Yeah, pause. Anybody looking at you like, what?
Look, niggas coming from behind the bookshelf.
This nigga say he gotta take a bag of niggas nuts.
Look. So as they fall, they're all right.
He cool.
What?
This nigga.
Nigga be like.
Pause? Okay, a bag of mixed nuts.
I had some mixed nuts. Pause?
Yeah, I'll take some mixed nuts.
This nigga French.
No pause. Next time I get some charcuterie, I'll be like, yeah, I want the mixed nuts. No pause.
No.
Whoa. You gonna look him dead in the eye like that?
You gonna get violated. No pause. You gonna get violated.
What?
With eye contact.
Oh no. That may be a fight.
Yeah. You gonna get violated. You tell me.
That may be a fight. Or somebody gonna curse you out. It's gonna be something.
Don't do that.
Get real low on him. No pause.
No pause.
Give him the deep voice. Deep, creamy voice. No pause.
No pause.
What? Oh, shit.
That'll be the craziest shit ever,
like,
though.
What? Did you just no pause me, nigga?
Motherfucking no pause.
It's a lot of rules of being black.
A lot of rules.
White folks don't do this, man.
White folks just like, whatever, man.
Whatever.
He's like, so what? I put my balls on his face. It was cool.
I love nuts.
That's the craziest shit. Because, no, for real. Like, white boys play them gay games. White boys play, homosexual shit.
Like, regularly.
Like, regularly. But them niggas, you try them niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? They really try each other. They had a time. They're like, nah, we gonna scrap about it.
Yeah.
But just playing about the shit.
To be honest, if you attempted to put your balls on me, maybe one of us is walking out and one of us is limping really, really bad.
Yeah, but see, them niggas
don't. You know what I'm saying? That's funny.
But they be playing
see,
like
they,
that.
That's what I'm saying. That's like, they, them motherfuckers. Like, look, I used to live with a white dude back when in Charleston. And shit, we had a house and shit like that. And, you know, yeah, it's funny because I used to bring my hood friends over. We both smoke weed.
Friends.
My hood friends used to come over and all this shit. You know the house? Remember the house with Wes? You know what I'm saying? My nigga Wes. Shout out Wes and Jay. But he, you know, he have his Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, every Tuesday, all his friends come. And then, like, when it's big events and shit, all his friends come. So, you know, I know your friends, you know my friends. But them boys, like, them white boys is some wild motherfuckers, yo.
Yeah, though. Them motherfuckers be wild. Trust me, dog.
Yeah, like, they just wild.
I've been assimilating my whole life, dog. Trust me, dog.
That's how they are.
Trust me, I know.
I had to, like, know
that's
the
a good word.
Like,
trust me. I know. Them motherfuckers be, they be wild. They're like, woo! We're like, yo, what the fuck is y'all doing?
He's
like,
man, they drink, man. Them boys drink.
Carl passed out on the couch, man. We're teabagging him.
What?
Like, what? How mean? Is that fun?
So you're going to put your ball on his chin, and that's fun.
Just because it's fun, man.
It's not fun.
This is so cool.
Be hilarious to the boys.
We're going to take pictures with our asses in his face. Why would you do that?
And then we're taking pictures of it and putting it on MySpace. Like,
why would you do that?
Like, okay.
Yeah, why?
That's not funny. Why? I'm going to wake up and try to hurt a lot of you guys. That's not funny.
Carl wakes up like, oh, you guys are jokesters.
You guys are stupid, man. Yeah. Fuck you guys.
I'm going to get you guys.
You got me. You got me this time,
guys. Remember that time you put your dick on my chin? It's payback.
What?
Like, what?
What?
Like, what, dude?
That's how y'all play?
What? I'm leaving.
It's payback time.
I'm going outside. I'll be back. Like,
all right.
But not.
Please don't involve me in this.
Yeah, we
game.
Don't play like that, though.
Yeah, I think I left something on the stove.
Yeah, I'll be back.
It's time for me to go.
That's how I want to be, though. That's how you looking like. You see, watch their movies and shit. They do all that shit. They movies and shit like that.
Look
like,
at American Pie. He fucked a pie.
Yeah.
He fucked a pie.
Yeah.
And it was 3-4 of those movies.
Them boys
good
some
really?
Shit, man.
Them motherfuckers shit, be wildin' for real, dog.
I be laughing at them niggas like, these some crazy motherfuckers, man.
All right, man. Well, it's time to move on to That's a No For Me, dog, this week. Uh-oh.
No.
Let me see where the button at. Oh, no, that's the wrong button. Oh, no.
You killed my intro.
This week on.
Start it over.
That's a No For Me, dog. All
right. Bam, 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 bam. That's definitely a No For Me, dog.
All right. What you got for us today, Flames?
All right, guys.
What you got?
First topic on the board, which the first part of this question is already a no for me, dog. All right. So we're going to continue this. If you donated your kidney to a girl and she dumped you, to your girl, like y'all was together.
Like loving relationship.
Like y'all DNA matched. Like, okay, I'm going to give you this kidney because your shit fucked up.
So you got a girl, you married. So if you donated your kidney to your wife or, you know,
And then she dumped me. She filed for a divorce.
As soon as she recovered.
Nah, it's a death.
Not your wife. No, not personally, because I don't know what she's going
to say. No, I'm girlfriend. We'll say girlfriend.
Hypothetically.
We'll keep, yeah, okay.
That's what cool. would you do if she dumped you?
If I gave you, if I bled for you and donated part of my body and soul to you, and you take part of me and leave, you can't go. Oh, I need that back.
It's a lease on that.
I'm suing.
I need that back. I'm suing for my kidney. Yeah, I need my kidney back, bitch. I'm suing for my kidney. I got a dolphin kidney for you. Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm suing for my kidney back.
We can go to the hospital. We can do it at home.
We can do the easy way or the hard way.
I'll give my shit back.
I want my kidney back, bitch. You can't leave break up with me.
One nigga say,
only I can break up with you.
What the motherfucker say?
Right?
Man, get that shit. The boy said, my poo shiesty voice, get that shit back in blood.
Look, I...
to get that shit back in...
This man said, I got a dolphin kidney for you, dog.
Straight up, I need my shit. You can't break up with me.
Oh my God, dog.
You can't break up with me and leave me alone and you got my... You can't suck another dick with my kidney in your body. It's not happening. You know what that means? That means my kidney is sucking dick. You see me? You feel me getting that? When you getting fucked, my kidney's getting fucked. No, I need my kidney back. You're gonna disrespect my kidney out there. Have so my kidney fucking hoe.
That's a no for me, dog.
That's a big no no. Yeah. That's a fuck no for me, dog.
You can't even drink with my kidney.
You can't do shit. It's mine, bitch.
Yeah, I want my kidney back.
Drink water, bitch.
I want my kidney back.
I'm definitely gonna get a dolphin kidney.
I'll get two dolphin kidneys.
That works.
We keep it concurrent. Let's get it.
Yeah, I want my shit back.
Wait, she can get a pig kidney. That works.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to go ahead and go with that.
That's a no for me, dog.
I'm going to go with that, too.
What you got?
What about you, Chiller?
It's love now. You love her.
No?
Love can't conquer all?
What would you do? What would you be? You'd be mad, right?
Hey, we only come with two kidneys.
Yeah, we got
you fucked up your one.
Yeah, so I don't think I would donate my kidney, dog.
That's why
I
said, you're irresponsible.
That's why I said the first part of the question is already a no for me.
You know what? I didn't think about that part. If she needs a kidney, she's irresponsible. It's like loaning a junkie some money. You never gonna pay me back. You ain't never gonna pay me back.
You damn sure ain't paying me back a kidney.
Why would I give you? You ain't never giving me back my kidney.
How you gonna pay me back a kidney?
Unless,
dog, can I borrow your kidney?
Yo, say. Yo, I need to keep my 3 years.
I need your kidney.
Unless it was one of those diseases or ailments that like she can't help.
No. She's irresponsible and she got sick. It's her fault.
That's the story.
She should have ate right.
I mean, it depends on it. I mean, if you just like out here just drinking and fucking up your kidneys, like, like, I don't know, man. Nah, man. I know what you're going to. That's like loaning a nigga who always fuck up money.
Just like,
I know you're going to fuck this up, so you know, I can't give it to you.
I want to, but I can't.
No, I give you my kidney. You fuck it up, then try to get it back. I don't need it back at this point.
Yeah, I'm down one kidney.
Nah, I'm down one kidney.
I think she should check with her parents and her siblings first.
What if she's the only child? Her parents are the only children, so it's only them and grandparents.
Depends on, if it was my wife, yes. Girlfriend, no.
Yeah. We said divorce, so your wife can divorce you with your kidney. Now what? No.
We did say that.
He said you can keep the house.
Well technically, don't I get half of that back?
You can keep the house.
Boom.
You keep
the house. See what we're getting with this?
I get half of my kidney?
She
get
half of your other kidney. You're fucked.
No, I get half of my kidney.
No, it's gone. You gave it to her
as a
monetary gift. So when she leaves, she gets half your other kidney. You die.
Damn.
No, you die. Well, technically, if
half a kidney.
No. Technically, if there's only two healthy kidneys, you already split.
Look, two healthy kidneys. You gave her one. You gave her one for a present. You know what happens next, right?
No.
You die.
Nah, I get the house then.
That's enough for me.
You got my kidney. I'm getting the house.
Yeah, she said you keep the house.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck it.
Can I get the house in the car?
Keep the house
and
the car.
Look,
I got the kidney.
Okay, that's fine.
Wait, can I keep the kids too? You pay me some child support?
Look, I'm getting the kids.
I'll be like, how much is a kidney on the black market, nigga? Yeah. I need to see the value of a kidney.
You can get you a kidney on the Chinese bus.
A black kidney? Oh, boy.
Like on
that's a high pro kidney.
Yeah. I didn't leave. You left me. Shit, why should I have to pay you child support?
No, you're right.
Shit.
On the other internet shit they got, I'm going to go in there like the dog. I'm going to go in there and be like,
$7,000.
Is that the price? God damn, selling for a kidney? Yeah. Shit. Let me get the house.
That's a Negro kidney, the strongest kidney out there.
I'm about to get a 3D printed kidney.
I don't know how you know that. I don't want to know how you know that.
This nigga gonna have a Lego kidney. It's ready.
This nigga said 7,000. He know what that nigga, mine, all right, you don't need mine.
Wait, my thing is this, right? So I understand that those Chinese buses that get you from here to New York for $25. You know why it's $25? Because they have Negro kidneys in the bottom. Ride that bus and look out the window. See what happens when they stop in a dirty, dank parking lot. They run off with a cooler, and they pull off again.
You bullshit.
All right, ride a bus. Let's ride a bus one day. We'll see.
Check out. I ain't riding, no.
Let's ride the bus. I want you to see this.
My homegirl used to ride that.
Ask her.
I used to drop her off right off of...
She'll tell you. Yeah, they do, but you pull over in random Woolworths.
I'm going to ask.
And run off and pull up again.
I'm going to ask her, dog, because like, I done dropped her off over there at least like 3-4 times to go to New York, because she's from New York.
Ask her. She'll tell you. They do pull over some weird shit.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie, boy. Yeah. Y'all New Yorkers is crazy, dog.
Allegedly. We don't know.
Crime is real, boy.
New Yorkers is the wildest motherfuckers ever, dog. Them motherfuckers will jump on a bus with like random ass strangers for $25, dog. A deal is a deal.
Yeah, well, what? Let's do it.
I'm
Spirit Airlines is owned by New Yorker.
I'm waiting on my homegirl at the joint. I'm like, nigga, you about to get on the bus with these motherfuckers.
Nigga was telling me about
be safe.
Yeah, see?
Being like on jail. The subway and shit. He was like, man, I stopped taking. He was like, everybody went and bought a car in New York after COVID. So traffic got really bad in New York after COVID because nobody wanted to be on public transit.
No, that's about right.
Because he was like, because public transit was already nasty. He was like, yo, because he'd be like, I was on there one time, a bitch started stripping, nobody gave her a tip, so she wiped her ass on. And then started rubbing it on every fucking handrail.
She's so petty.
He's like, that's what motherfuckers was doing that shit before COVID. So he's like, shit, now he's like, niggas don't even ride the fucking subway no more, dog. So
I noticed a lot of people from New York that I knew prior to like got cars and shit now. I'm like, damn, you got a car, nigga? I ain't know you drive.
New York is wild. In New York, now they have like a chick dressed like Minnie Mouse. With the titties out, because it's legal to have your titties out in New York.
Yeah. What?
It's legal. As long as you don't cause a disturbance or a gathering of more than 25 people, it's totally legal for you to have your titties out.
Yeah, that's
just like you taking your shirt off, same shit.
Yeah.
That's New York law. So now what happens, you're on 40 Deuce, and a chick with a Minnie Mouse outfit with a fucking rat head runs up with your titties out, puts titties on you, and somebody takes a picture, and now you may have to fight somebody because they think they owe you money. They believe you owe them money. That's a scam in New York.
No, because I'm going to beat her up first.
I'm not going to
beat her up.
Now, first of all,
you may have to fight all the characters out there. It's
you
weird.
Ain't rubbing no random titties in my face.
Yeah, them COVID titties.
Not especially when you got like 40 like, other niggas.
You just ain't about to run up on me, man.
Niggas
just
running up on you.
That sounds like that should titty. Be a Cali law.
So you going to be mad if she just roll up and just slap her titty in your mouth?
Yes. That's what you want. Like, what the fuck is you on? I'm going to think this is a crackhead.
You should take for granted it's a crackhead.
You just talking and boop and titty.
Yeah, so you know, go.
Rub an areola across your lip.
Now, this is a bad thing. I don't know.
A big bumpy areola about this big to take over the whole titty.
Yeah,
like a chocolate chip cookie, like oatmeal cookie with all the bumps on it.
You know what time?
Like oatmeal cookie.
You know which ones them is right there.
That is a pregnant. That's a feeding tube.
All right, we about to go to this. This next is this a no for you?
Yeah,
I don't know if it's enough for me, dog.
That was a unanimous.
Yeah, that's enough for me.
Yeah, I'm good with all that. All
right, so would you mind letting your girl use toys in the room, in the bedroom where y'all fucking?
Yeah, because I heard Nick Cannon this week say.
He said Nick Cannon said.
Hold on, let's explain it.
Uh huh.
Yeah, no, Nick Cannon said no.
Nick Cannon said no because he doesn't want any competition and he likes to be sensual and all this shit. It's like, oh, okay.
That's some shallow shit.
There is no competition.
No disrespect to Nick Cannon, but dog.
That's shallow, B.
So, I want the fun.
I want her to have the most.
That's not enough.
I want her to have the most optimal experience ever. So if me and her little buddy can make her shoot through the moon, then let's do it, little buddy. Yeah.
It's all part of foreplay.
Let's do it, buddy.
I'm doing that shit tonight.
Hey, let's go find a little buddy. Let's go shopping for a little buddy. What are you?
I'm going shopping. Hold
let's on. Go shopping for
I'm
a buddy.
Shopping tonight.
On the next episode of CSI Atlanta.
She was found dead with a buddy.
Where is this warm fluid on the floor?
Hey, look, man. I don't know. Hey.
Of Chile's house.
And this ain't a sidetrack, but
pussy juice.
Nick Cannon saying that shit. And then you see these other guys talking about. Like Joey Badass recently, he's the last one recently, but I seen Kevin Gates say it and somebody else say this shit where they practice like the semen retention.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, you know, they fucking and they ain't busting no nut. Like,
oh, yeah.
No, just fucking
you can't bring a toy to the. What are we doing here?
Well, you know what? I feel kind of cheated almost if I don't let the shot off. Why do I pull the hammer out, cock it, put in your head, take all your jewels, take all your drugs, and don't shoot you?
No,
don't kill you.
And then you just do all this just to be.
And walk away.
Yeah. Just to cock the slide back again.
And walk away.
Nigga cock the slide back again.
You scared? You know
you scared? All
right, I'm cool. You ain't shooting nobody, nigga. Put that gun away.
If you fucking 3 to 4 times a week, right? and you only bust once, that one bust is gonna be fucking gigantic.
You the one who first brought it to us.
You're a retainer.
He was the first person who brought it to us. I apologize, and I want to say, Joey Badass, Kevin Gates, y'all was copying this nigga way before.
Facts.
Y'all was copying him way before this. Y'all can go back and look at the tape.
Yeah.
Chill.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
I like those odds.
God damn. Damn. So, all right, they brought it back up. They stole your wave. You might need to say something about
that. I posted that shit on my story.
All right.
Hey, for real,
so, how does that work out, though? Do you stay more? Because sometimes you let one go and you be like, I feel like I'm going to die. Please make me some food.
Oh, yeah. Please. I mean, that one, you're going to
like, I can't talk.
Like
I need food.
Line, just fucking fall
I need food now.
The other times, man, you 2 hours easy, man. No problem.
So is that why you bring the toys in the room?
It's all part of it.
I bring the toys in. Because I know if I go back in there another 10, 20 minutes,
I may have to let one go.
Yeah, so I'm going to go.
So look, I'm going to chill out for a minute. Just for you.
I'm gone.
Catch a bitch.
I'm gone.
It's a quick stab. He's stabbing me.
Wait, why you do it like that? Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Mask of Zorro?
He's stabbing me.
Fencing that shit.
It all makes sense now.
That shit's hilarious.
Nah, but I have heard about, because Clay talked about that too on the episode when Clay was here to talk about semen retention and shit. I was like, God damn, dog. Like, I ain't got it in me.
It's my thing.
Man, I mean, it is possible though. It is.
But I have a real question, right? So what happens when you're about to turn to the Hulk? You know when Bruce Banner turned, his eyes is green, but he ain't green yet?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
You jump.
What happens when you turn to the Hulk?
Oh, you jump out. What's the dance? I gotta learn that because I can't.
You gotta do that.
You gotta jump out. You gotta jump out. You gotta. All
right. You don't jump out like, hold on, let me get some water.
Or that.
Nah, man. Look, some of these girls tell you, man, hey, man, stop pulling out, man.
Wait, because my thing is, sometimes, Mr. McGee, I get so angry and I can't help myself because I'm so mad. And I turn to the Hulk. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes I want to be mad. You know what I'm saying, Mr. McGee?
Like that.
Shit, I'm gonna get to the point. I jump out, start doing this, and still bust off. Like, God damn. Damn,
my God. I ruined it. Motherfucker.
Oh, fuck, I can't stop.
Now you really missed me. Now you really angry.
I can't stop. It's already happening.
Because, you know, because my thing is, sometimes my eyes turn green. And I wanna be mad. What happens then? I don't think the dance of dirt worked for me.
It's already happening.
It's already happening. Look,
go with it.
The hammer is cocked. The bullet is coming. I'm green. Oh. Oh yeah.
Veins in the neck and everything.
Veins in the forehead.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. All right, so that's a yes for me, man.
That's definitely a yes for me.
For the toys.
Yeah. I'm with the toys. Yeah. Let's go.
Semen retention. Damn it, that ain't it, nigga. That's a no for me, nigga.
Semen retention. Oh, shit. Sometimes I just want to be angry.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll look into it.
Yeah. I mean,
you want some great
like,
try it out. You know what I mean?
All you do is try it out.
I just did the honey junk, and I was knocking shit down. I was going, you know,
I was vaxxed, man.
I was going, and I couldn't,
and I get tested.
Like I couldn't.
I tested today. Let's go.
Yesterday, though.
Sure, I got my vax on my phone, baby. That's good. What?
I'm sorry.
It's all right, baby. It's all right, baby.
Y'all
come
good.
On.
But what I was saying, y'all niggas crazy. Y'all got me crying, dog. This is
funny.
What I was saying is. Nigga, like I had the little honey joint, so I'm going, I ain't bussing.
The honey pack?
But I kind of got frustrated. Like, nigga, I came here for a job.
See my point? It's like getting paid at the end of the week.
Yeah.
The macaroon.
Macaroon to do it.
It's like you go to work and your check stub, you see your check stub and it's nothing. That's like busting a nut. Yeah. I came with my hard hat. I moved furniture.
Goggles.
And I ain't got nothing in the end.
Nigga
got goggles. Yeah. What?
And the boy took out 50% of taxes?
What? And I ain't got nothing?
All right, move on. Right
feeling
now.
Cheated is real. Yeah, let's move on. I don't like you this cheating feeling.
All right. I'll leave the next one. All right. Would you go to jail for 20 years for your brother?
I'm your brother. Don't you know?
For a murder.
He's my twin.
He's your twin.
Twin brother.
So this is what the question. Where the question comes from. A man recently walked into a said he confessed to a crime that his twin brother was served the last 20 years for.
Okay.
Nah, sure. And I'm whooping that nigga ass.
I'm the kind of brother that if I had a twin and he did something and the heat came and they had me, I wouldn't tell on my brother. So if I had to, I would, but...
So you would do the 20?
No, I mean, I'd had no choice. I'm not going to tell my brother, but me and him would be very different. I'd be so upset because I would expect my brother to be like, nah, it was me. I would expect my brother to do that.
Yeah, I would expect my brother to do that shit as soon as I get arrested.
I would expect my brother
to not 20 years into a life sentence, dog.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
Like, nah, nigga, what? Nigga, so 20 years?
So just wait until I get
regular
out.
Brother. If it's a regular brother, I don't know.
It's
nigga.
A twin. You're the same person.
That's what I'm saying. If it's a regular brother, we don't look alike then, nigga. I don't know. You might do
it. It's your goddamn twin.
Twin brother.
You niggas probably did everything together, except
we gonna have to do this jail time together, too, nigga. Hey,
nigga, we both did it.
Hey, nigga,
we both did it, nigga. I'll do the time with you, nigga.
We're gonna figure this out. Nigga, we gonna switch, like we used to switch classes back in the day, nigga. Come in.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna do three. Then we gonna switch back out. You do three.
You do, and then we good.
Yeah,
we gonna do the switcheroo.
Right, you like math, right? So you do my test, and I'm gonna go your science class. I'm gonna do your test. That's how twins work.
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't. I mean, I love my brother and shit like that. But shit, if I was out here doing right and he was out here doing wrong, shit, I'm not about to give my life up for this nigga. Damn, so he can keep on doing wrong.
Wait,
dog. Like I'm gonna keep it get. You know what I'm saying? Like the young me probably would have been feeling a little different. But shit, nigga, I'm not nigga who nigga. I'm not gonna tell on you. But shit.
Nigga, you gotta tell on yourself.
It wasn't me.
Come on, man.
I ain't telling, but it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
That's a nigga who looked like me. I got a twin.
But it wasn't me.
That's a nigga who looked like me.
Whole fucking time I've been there, I've been like, look, they saying it was a nigga who looked like me, right?
How many people you know look like me?
I know the person that look like me.
How many people you know? I ain't saying who.
I'm not saying. What you think I'm saying? I'm just saying they said it was a nigga that looked like me, and there's a few niggas in this world that look like me.
So Screwface, yeah. It's gonna be like yo.
I heard rumors of another Screwface around here. I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't know the backstory and shit like that. I don't know if they were kids.
Were they raised together?
Yeah. I don't know if they were kids or not. It sounded like they were kids when the shit happened, and you know, 20 years ago. So I'm assuming dude was a kid.
I'm not going to be 15 and let my twin brother do the bid that I did.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If I killed someone and knocked my brother, I'm not letting my brother go to jail.
When I was 15 and I was 16,
as a kid,
dog,
nah, come on.
I was built different, dog. I wasn't letting nobody go down for some shit I did, dog.
Especially my twin brother.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Even if it's my regular brother, he didn't do that. Yeah. That's not it.
That's crazy.
I'm not. Random stranger? Well, but it nice is, to know you, dog.
It is crazy how, like, in most scenarios, like, you still show loyalty to those who don't show loyalty to, you know, blind loyalty to those who don't show blind loyalty. You know what I'm saying? And like, in especially in the black community, if you don't show that blind loyalty, even though you've been betrayed, you are looked down upon like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you don't roll with your family.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the black community it's a tangled web.
Because it's like everybody, it's like, slope. You know, obviously everybody, like, shit, praising the dude, like, shit, you know, like, shit, you did a 20 year bid for your brother and shit like that.
Your brother's
a
piece of shit, is what I was saying.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's like, shit, nigga, like, had that nigga been like, yo, it was my brother, not me, like, would them niggas still feel the same way? It's like,
So I'm thinking, like, in that case, though, so you did this shit. But your brother, you know, they came and they picked your brother up or whatever. He don't know nothing about it, but you're not telling him nothing about it either. So you letting him go through
all that shit.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying, though.
You
so
in
like,
his court case?
The fact that you showing blind loyalty to somebody who would do some shit like to you is crazy, dog.
You're a witness for the prosecution.
It's crazy, dog. The fact that
but I'm saying the brother who's getting prosecuted, though, he has no idea of what they're talking about.
So he's like, wait, I was in Pasadena. What are you guys talking about?
But his brother not saying.
I got a receipt from my bus ticket.
Even his brother not even telling him, like, yo,
where
I did
we
that
was
shit,
selling
man. Just,
the state called know, up the twin
had,
brother.
Like, I want to know if they had a conversation, you know what I'm saying? Or he just, like, let him go down, like, just let him confess and go down.
It's like Method Man and Red Man in
on that 50 Cent shit.
Method yeah. Man and Red Man. Method Man is supposed to be in jail too.
Yeah, facts.
But Red Man's like, you shut up, nigga.
I just want to know. I'm gonna read more on the story and shit after this shit. But I want to know the dynamics of that shit because that shit is kind of crazy. Like, goddamn, my
that's
nigga,
fucked up.
You might, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, nigga, you my twin brother, bro.
Either way, man. That's a crazy scenario to have to even be put in, man. to sit there and be like, yo, man, yeah. Like, now, what if he told you, like, yeah, it was me, like, all right, well, you know, like, and niggas still do the bit. Like, I don't know, man.
That's why I want to know.
Like, that's tough, dog.
That's when you be like, so you going to let me go to jail for you? Really?
That's tough, dog.
That's a real conversation. That's tough,
bro. Or he might have been like, nigga, nah, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might have been the real motherfucking brother did some fuck shit. Like, nah, don't worry about that, nigga. Do your thing.
Well, it could be the good brother and the bad brother and the good brother, you know, like, you, the good brother is staying out and the bad brother's like, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You go ahead,
so,
nigga.
So you don't know.
Yeah. You go to college. It could have been
some shit like that. You don't know the backstory, but like,
oh, it could have been like an ultimate universe and
just on some shit like,
wow, a snap happened.
And the good brother is actually the bad brother. who started off as the
dun dun dun.
Started out good, ended up bad.
At the end of the day,
gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, the nigga's Macaulay Culkin. He's the good son.
Nah, damn. So I'm gonna say that's a no for me though. I'm sorry, dog. I ain't doing 20 years for nobody. I'm gonna be real with you, dog. Especially at this point in my life,
I don't want
like I'm 33 years old, dog. Like that's it, dog. I ain't doing it for you, bro. I'm sorry. So just be real. Speak up for yourself, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna snitch, but damn sure.
Speak up for yourself. Be the man you say you are.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, speak up for yourself, speak dog. Like, yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
tell the truth, shame the devil.
Yeah, dog. If you did that shit, don't let nobody else go to jail. Like, that's the era I came from. I came from the era of like, yo, if you did to your dirt, nigga about to go down, your road dog about to do some shit, about to go down that road for you, you know what I'm saying? For some shit you did, man. You take your charge, man.
Damn. Yeah.
You take your charge, though.
You got to, though.
You got to take your charge, though.
You're supposed to take your
charge.
If it's your charge, you're supposed to take
it. I don't know.
I don't know where it went wrong. Yeah, I don't know how that flipped.
I don't know where shit went wrong.
It's always, if we in a car and we get pulled over and there's a pound in the car and it's my pound in the trunk and we get pulled over and we all get in cuffs, I'm like, yo, let these niggas go. That's mine.
Take your lick.
Because it's mine. Why would I let anyone's family be fucked up? It's mine.
Yeah, we used to be
the way it goes.
Cause there was a nigga, so there was a story.
Not like we have pounds.
Back in the day, like I was riding with my little partner. I picked him up and shit. We ride, we go to the store. We outside the gas station tripping and shit. Somebody called the cops. The cops come.
Yeah.
Right? The cops leave. They about to search the car, but I know how to talk my way out of, you know what I'm saying? Talking to cops. Them motherfuckers wild, but I'm like, nah, I'm handling the situation. The cops leave. I go to my car, you know what I'm saying? This motherfucker then threw a pound under my seat.
Damn.
What?
I'm like, so wait a minute, dog. So, like, you mean to tell me, like, if these niggas would have searched my car, I would have gone to jail for this shit, dog? Like, nigga, I'll kill you right here, boy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel like you woke up home now.
Like, we beat that boy ass, dog.
Yeah,
right then and there, dog. It's like, nah, dog.
I'm going to take your pound with you.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm going to take that with you. Now it's mine.
Yeah, of course,
bitch.
It's in my possession.
It's really mine
I didn't get caught with it, so now.
Call the police, tell them I robbed you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, good. It's like, you can't do that shit, man. You can't do shit like that, bro. You got to stand up on your shit. So that's where I come from. I come from the era like, hey, man, you fucking up, you're going to get your ass whooped and be excommunicated.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because we ain't about to, you know, we all stand up guys. You know what I'm saying? All stand up guys.
Usually, when you're from the
Goodfellas, like, look around. It's all, they're really, so, you know what? You guys are some good fellas.
These are good guys.
These are some good fellas.
Facts.
I mean, usually if you grow up in a neighborhood, like the friends you hang out with that you do good and bad with are usually guys you know since like second or third grade.
Yeah.
So why would you
put that on
your brother?
Yeah,
that's your brother now. You ain't just a friend, that's a brother.
Better like, go
I,
back
I
to,
remember. My bad. You know I mean, I'm
better go back to him. Like, you don't do that to your brother, man.
Nah.
Like,
so,
you know, that story actually happened to one of our homeboys in the business. I ain't gonna say his name, but he was taking one of our homeboys home and got pulled over, threw the weed underneath his seat, and he got locked up. When he got out,
the homeboy ain't get locked up?
Nah.
Just him?
Yeah, he got locked up. When he got out, seen him at work, whatever.
He slapped him and broke
his jaw.
Yeah, I like
you,
it.
You know that story?
I know that story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he deserved more. He's lucky with just that.
Yeah,
he got fired?
Nah, he didn't get fired.
No one would fire him. Come on, like he
but you're supposed to get slapped.
You're supposed to
get no, yeah, you gonna
come
get
on.
No, come on.
If you worked under me and you did that, because a nigga, I would say nothing. I tell a nigga go home.
That used to be my move when I felt disrespect. Though I slap a nigga because I know
it works.
He was doing him a favor, giving him a ride home, whatever.
That's crazy.
Got held up.
That shit almost happened to me one time. A nigga, damn, we coming from the club. I drop a nigga low off on. We in Charleston, drop a nigga low off. He done got a cup of liquor in my shit. But I wasn't drinking, so I'm like, damn, you got the liquor in him. But then I go pick up Lane. We going to another club, and we smoking and shit. Yeah. We smoking. So the police pull us over downtown. Right when you getting downtown, over there, nigga pull us over. I seen the nigga, so I threw the weed out the car. But we had some old weed, so I'm like, throw the shit out. I thought the nigga threw it out. He ain't threw it out. But anyway, we get pulled. And niggas like, yeah, they like, yo, we gonna search you and all that shit. It's funny because I just told my nigga, soon we cross the bridge, yo, I ain't got no insurance. My shit just lasts.
Oh, shit.
So the lights hit us. I'm like, fuck. So the nigga looking at the insurance paper like, nah, this don't say you. Nah, step out the car. We got to search y'all. So I'm like, fuck. I ain't know the cup was in there. Like the weed, the nigga did something with the weed. I don't know where the fuck the weed. They never found the weed, but they smelled it. I was like, yeah, we were just smoking. When I seen you, I threw the shit out the car. He's like, all right, you know. He's like, all right, well, we gonna search, see if you got some more. I'm like, bet, nigga, I was just smoking this now. So the nigga, damn, you know, they searching the shit. They ain't find the weed.
Yeah.
So he was like, yo, you got a cup right here in your console with liquor in it. Like, you about to charge you. I'm like, man, look, man, I just dropped my partner off. This nigga,
yeah.
This is his cup. I said, so if you take me down, you give me a ticket. He paying for it anyway because this is his cup. Woody-woo. So I guess because we was out there just talking to him because they had us on the back of the shit and we, you know what I'm saying? We was like, yo, I just came from a show. Matter of fact, I just had a show that night and then we was about to go to the club. I said, I just came from a show. I work at the radio station because they see my badge and the shit. So they was like, yeah, you work at the radio station? Z93 and all that shit. So I'm like, yeah. Matter of fact, 95SX. So they was like, damn, you don't supposed to be smoking weed and shit. Working. I was like, they don't drug test us there. So we good. Like, everybody smokes weed there. So he's like, for real? Then there was some... So the whole story, like, I could have went down for the liquor and the shit. And I told him, I was like, yo, that's my man. I just dropped the nigga off. So we good. Like, I was smoking weed. Nigga, my insurance, yeah, it's fucked up. I'm going to get it right. He was like, all right, man, y'all boys go ahead, man.
Oh, buddy,
it's like, y'all boys go ahead, man.
That's how my cousin, my cousin, man.
I just talked to the nigga the right way.
My cousin was supposed to go to the league, man. Partner he was with, man, who was already on a, you know what I'm saying, like already had charges and shit. He was on his third strike. So if he would have got his third strike, he would have been up that road for life. You know what I'm saying? So he riding in the car with a gun and shit. Damn. My cousin riding with him. He like, shit, man, the boy get pulled in. He like, cuz, man, you got to take. He told my cousin, he's like, man, you got to take the charge for me. At that time, my cousin was, you know, football star and shit like that, dog. And cuz took the charge for him, dog.
What?
Cuz took the charge for him.
I had that happen to me, too.
Ruined his fucking damn college career, bro. Nigga, and then, I mean, and obviously he a felon now, so it's impossible for him to get like a regular job and shit.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And like to this day, he be sitting there like, man, I should have never took that charge. Like, bro.
That was some honorable shit, though. Because you know, your man, like, shit. That was another story, like, I almost had, like, I know my nigga on probation now, and we riding with some gang of weed in the car. We get pulled over. I know you on your papers, and I know them boys gonna send you right back. I ain't got no charge on my shit. Nigga, give me that shit. I'm gonna take this charge. I done did that. But, you know what I mean?
Shit depends on who that guy is.
Yeah,
though.
That's a fact.
Depends on who that guy is.
I was always a smart little nigga, so I was like, yo, look. You ain't no point for you to even, like, where we going? We going to, you know, we was going to do something unsuspecting. There ain't even no point for you to ride with that, though. Because we are 9 times out of 10, we going to be hot as a motherfucker in the car anyway. So ain't no ride.
I got a lot of them stories. Right, you know what I'm saying? I just think about another. Like, shit, damn, remember that shit? They had the helicopters on us.
Fuck all that shit, dog.
I had a lot of them stories, but yeah.
Helicopters. That's crazy.
Yeah. That shit crazy as hell. Man. So damn, we were all fucking to the left, dog.
Yeah, we did. But that's good conversation.
Confess the twin crime.
That's
enough for me, dog.
Yeah, that's enough for every fucking body here. That's enough for me.
Twin. Nope.
That's enough both ways, because I ain't gonna let you do it, and then if you try to make me do it, nigga.
I'm good. So, all right. What if your girl wants to? So there's a girl making $60,000 a month selling farts in a jar.
Selling farts.
Farts
in a jar.
First of all, who buying them?
I don't know.
Doesn't even matter. There's sickos out there.
She made 999 100 jars either 100 jars of farts.
Farts.
And does it stay in the jar? It stays in?
I guess so. I don't
know. You would have to buy a fart jar to know that.
No, I'm
going to
do it myself. I'm going to check.
She farts in the jar, like makes a little custom video of her farting in the jar, writes a little letter, and she's selling them for $500 to $1,000 per jar.
Boy, we more lost than I thought we was, boy. We more lost than what I thought we was.
Nah, there's just some nasty dudes out there. Now, the question is, if my girlfriend, if I had a girlfriend, right? Because I don't have a girlfriend, but if I did have a girlfriend, and she wanted to sell farts.
I'll tell you.
Likely.
Yeah, I'm like, bet.
Yeah, sure. All right. That's for me, though.
My girl got a toe page, a toe Instagram page.
She ain't rolling, just feet.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She'll foot my
feet. He's a jig. Don't do it.
Her face ain't on it.
That's a win.
But it's crazy because there's people who like that type of stuff.
I'm telling you. I said make that money, baby.
I'll shake your hand after the show. I'm going to shake your fucking hand like a man.
Yeah, show them feet, girl. Hold on.
I'll take the picture.
All right, go ahead.
I'll take her to go get her pedicure.
Right, this ain't even no script, but is that a no for you, dog? Would you put your feet in the pictures too?
Yeah, I would.
That's a yes to you. I don't know.
I don't know, nigga.
Nobody want to see nigga feet.
You're right about that.
Nobody wants to see nigga feet.
But they don't know who feet it is.
If you want to see nigga feet, no.
You got some fetish. You like nigga feet.
Some women might like that. They buying the women feet too.
So, hold on, dog.
Is women buying man feet?
Oh my god, no,
I'm pretty sure.
And what kind of man feet do you gotta have?
I got nice feet.
Do you gotta have like man feet or like nice manicured man feet?
I got nice feet.
I'm a working man,
that's the only reason why I'm putting my feet in there.
Hold on, dog.
This motherfucker said, I got nice feet. Man, get the fuck out of here.
See how you gotta pause shit? See? I got nice feet.
I need to pause that?
Hey, I got nice feet.
I got a question.
What's up?
So, are you getting, do you get money off your feet too? Like, you trying to?
No, I mean, the question was, would I put my feet in?
And nigga pimp.
No, yeah, but yeah, and I'm saying, like, is there a lane for feet, nigga? For men feet? Like,
Do women buy men feet?
I mean, if it's not, I'm creating a lane. If it's money.
I mean, damn, that's what I'm saying, though.
You should make a feet page and see what it is.
I'm be honest.
Fuck it.
I don't know.
I get pissed on my feet, nigga.
I'm gonna sit up at the house all day.
All day.
I'm gonna be putting lotion on that.
But you know what? Nah, so dudes buy girl feet.
I'm gonna be holding incense with my toes and shit.
I'm gonna be freaky. I ain't gonna have no lotion. No, that shit gonna be dry. Look, dry feet.
I just came in from work.
I'm gonna get
a nasty hobbit
feet.
I'm gonna get home from work. Yeah.
Hey, caption: just finished working in the garden.
I got an idea.
How about this? You in the garden with your feet in the dirt? Yeah, Bare feet in the garden.
But then, see, you get your fresh with the work beats. Then you start like you putting your toe in vaginas and booty holes and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Bitches, you got to be fucking.
That's a whole nother foot.
That's what I'm saying. That's the OnlyFans.
I'm dipping my toe in banana. I've gone too far. You gotta paint that picture for her. I'm saying, get that money up.
We
ain't never getting a Disney sponsorship.
Wow. Not if I do this OnlyFans.
I've
been trying to get an OnlyFans. I'm like, nigga, what kind of OnlyFans I'm going to do? Nigga, you put me on.
You got an OnlyFans where you put
your feet on, nigga, they don't know it's mine.
And a bitch booty hole, dog.
Yes, I have done that. They put it in my mouth, I have it on her face like that. My whole foot
step on her face.
We could never have the High Class Dirt Bags podcast.
They're not going to know it's me. It's not going to be like Flames P. Feet.
You're saying you're going
to
do it.
But it might be like LCL.
So is it safe to say that if we ever see a man foot page and the foot is stepping on her face, that it's possibly you?
Yep.
What I'm saying is, when this air, I'm telling you, about 150 dudes gonna be trying to steal our shit, man. I'm gonna do it first.
And if he let me know it's progressive, then I'm gonna jump in.
Yeah, if it ain't a lane, I'm creating a lane. So
I'm not doing that, though. I'm good. I'm just gonna do my OnlyFans. I'm sitting in tank top, drinking 40s, watching basketball.
I'm gonna make a GIF. Man, I'm gonna make a GIF where I got on Tim's with no socks.
Oh, this nigga's an animal.
Oh my god, he's a thug.
He's a
thug.
Creative. Slipping my boots off after work.
You can't walk a mile with Tim's and no socks, though.
You will die. You're just gonna be gone.
I'm just saying all this
raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
If a motherfucker can make some money off of selling a fart, nigga, I can make some.
Right. That's the point.
All right, well.
How does it last in the jar, the fart?
I guess you just cap it real.
How do you know it lasts? Like,
yeah, can you smell it?
She probably tested this shit before she actually started. Like, she probably had a fart
jar. I'm thinking.
For like a month.
I'm thinking it don't matter. Some niggas might pay for these.
Wait, I'm thinking it don't matter because when it comes to like sexual deviant motherfuckers, it's all about the idea.
Yeah, probably in their mind that it's.
Yeah. I mean, you can sell anything. I've been shit, man. I told my girl for the longest. I was like, shit, man. Whatever you want to do, you can sell some panties to old creepy Japanese dudes. That's fine with me. Like, shit.
Wait, so is it safe to say that you saying that Japanese dudes buy panties and they're old and creepy?
I'm saying the old creepy Japanese dudes are the dudes that specifically buy panties. Because I watched a documentary on Vice about it. I'm not saying that all people that buy panties are old creepy Japanese dudes. I'm saying that specifically old creepy Japanese dudes love buying dirty panties.
Wait, you want to hear something funny? In Japan,
they got vending machines with dirty panties.
In Japan, they have iPhones
with the pictures.
But if you buy a phone in Japan, you know how you can turn.
Stop lying on the people.
You know how you can turn your click off when you take a picture? That ding ding ding. If you buy a phone in Japan, you can't turn it off because the creepy pervert dudes put phones under dresses and take pictures of panties. Mm. So that can't be muted. That way people can hear you did it.
But a vending machine is definitely false. Don't lie on them people.
I believe it.
I watched the whole
thing. Vending machines for everything, though.
Not no dirty panties, dog. Don't do that to them people there, man. Listen, Japan, that ain't the views of the whole high class dirtbags. Because I don't know for a fact.
If it is
a
fact, panties, y'all I'm going to start selling my boxes.
The death and digital resurrection of Japan's used panty vending machine.
Boom.
So they had them.
But no. Somebody probably made one of them, man.
I think it was a normal thing.
Top 10 craziest Japanese vending machines. What are we going to... Let's see if dirty... The polka dot Coca-Cola vending machines, Pikachu vending machine, ice cream, toys, nope. Tokyo, puppy.
Yeah, you lying on them people.
Nope. Underwear vending machines. Yep.
Yeah, but they probably was regular. You can go get your...
Bro. I'm telling you,
so
bro.
So you shit yourself, you buy some new ones? Yeah, or you buy some new ones and sniff them and then shit yourself?
No, you shit yourself and get... Nigga, that's actually another genius idea, man. My nigga. Hold on.
Look.
Did it say dirt? Guy. Hold on.
Fetish king over here.
Right. He's like, wait a minute. We need an idea bubble over his head right
now. I'm telling you, dog.
Japan, I don't know what the fuck y'all got going on over there.
Everything going on.
No, I'm telling you, dog. It's crazy out there, dog. The motherfuckers is wild, man.
Around downtown area, the place where the clubs, everybody get drunk and pissing on themselves and all that. Nigga, we can get a little vending machine with some fresh boxes.
Man, I'm
they ain't
doing
got
that.
No money. They probably got them in the
I'm
shop.
I'm selling used panties only.
I'm a used panty salesman.
I'm selling my used wife beater.
Used panties.
Because then you got to go about in cologne.
You got to go about getting
go
them.
Work out. And
a chick may want to buy those.
Yeah, I'm just gonna smoke a whole box of blunts.
Yeah, with the cologne, put some cologne on there.
I can see
out.
In a
bathroom.
Sleeping with a tank top like
in a bathroom. Smoke five blunts in a bathroom.
Smoke shirt.
This shirt's done.
Cologne and sweat.
You can really sell anything.
No, I'm telling you, though. We can sell it all, though. We just got to try. We can sell it all. So here at Dirtbag Industries, just be on the lookout for our used sock collection.
Ladies, I'm going to get a pedicure tomorrow, so.
Yeah, my feet going on the ground.
But yeah, I let my girl sell farts, man. Why not? Shit. I mean, shit. $1,000 per jar, dog. That's not bad, though.
That's amazing. I would not be upset. You just can't. I'm buying beans.
You just
today,
can't
baby.
Do the bottling in living space. You got to do it like
you have a fart room. Do it in a little fart room. Yeah. Little fart studio. Go in there and knock it out.
I don't want to see that shit, though.
She just got a whole bunch of cans of beans in that motherfucker.
It's beans in a hot plate and a TV.
Deviled eggs.
Yo, just give me a half. Yo, give me and a half. Boiled eggs and boiled peanuts.
Yeah, make sure you can smell that shit. Yeah. When you open
pickled beets. Wow.
No, I said pickled meats.
And a little tequila, man.
Pickled meats and beer. Meats.
I got some jars at the house right now, nigga. I ain't
farting up a storm. But yeah, why not, man? Shit. I mean, hey, if a motherfucker will buy it,
you should supply it.
You got to be like popular. Do you got to be popular first and then do like, was she like a popular lady?
Yeah, she was like a reality star. And then she's like, she said she got the idea because somebody and people in the comments would come on and be like, I would so, I want to smell her farts. Yeah.
Like a word.
Like, okay.
She's a fucking genius.
Yeah. No, so that's, I mean, that's pretty fucking genius to me. I think, you know, like.
So does that mean that women are going to start selling bathwater? That's the old school. That's a revamp. Look, cause that was that 70s shit. Girl, I drink your bath.
Right.
That was that 70s shit.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Start selling the mason jar of the
bath water. Not even mason jar, a little
yeah,
splat.
And then you get to choose. Do you want her to use detergent or no detergent? Fresh water or spring water, mountain water.
You want soaked water or washed water? You want soap scum or regular?
Yeah. Moet.
I'm about to jump in.
You want a drunk night?
You can bathe her in Moet.
You want her to pee in the bath?
I'm about to jump in this broad DM right now. Jump in this broad
DM. This is avenue for pissy bath water. Oh, my
pissy
God.
Pissy bath water. Everybody piss in the water.
You shouldn't piss in your own bath. You just shouldn't.
I don't piss in my own bath.
You know what I'm saying? Like in the shower, though. You know what I mean?
When I was taking baths as a kid, I would piss in the bath as an adult. A pool.
Piss in the bathtub.
Nah. You gotta piss in it before you get out.
The rule is if you ask your homie's pool or a girl's pool, you gotta piss in her pool before you get out.
If you piss in the bathtub, dog, you nasty.
You're a Viking. Spicy water.
You gotta definitely take a shower after you stand up out there.
Actually, you know how beneficial piss is, though, to the skin?
I'm good, man.
No, let's not have this conversation.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
I mean, you pee on the jellyfish.
Yeah.
All right, but I'm about to DM this girl and be like, look.
All right, man.
Yo, Kiana was like, yo, pee on me. I'd pee on Kiana.
Who's that?
I don't know no Kiana, just so you know.
I'm telling you right now, Chile. I'm not doing the water works unless it's squirt. I mean, squirt, and even then, squirt is debatable, they say, but it's
I told her if I did, I'm never coming back. So
Chile just did it, never came back.
Squirt is real.
I came back.
Oh, squirt is real. Yeah, why don't you just like squirt soaked rags?
Squirt soaked
panties.
Women briefs. Soap. Yeah. Yeah, like schoolgirl panties.
Yeah.
Man, we giving all baby, the ladies up.
Yeah. Baby socks.
We giving the ladies the ideas.
Wow. Wow. So baby socks.
They gonna
baby
cut
socks. Oh, shit. Oh,
wow. Where's
JR? We're
going
to hell now. Tell JR. Hit JR right now. We got an idea for you. We got an idea, JR. Baby socks.
Squirt soaked baby socks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so fucked up.
Three in a pack.
Yeah, three pack.
That is so fucked up.
Y'all got the baby
the Neapolitan flavor.
Oh, shit. Neapolitan baby socks.
We already had the nut rags, so we already had the nut rags.
Hey, man, we got the squirt soaked baby socks coming soon, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Compact and light. They fit in every wallet.
This is so wrong. It's hilarious. Oh, my God.
It's so wrong. This is the dirt bag portion of the high class dirt bag.
That's terrible.
Definitely dirty bags. Yeah.
All right, man. But this nigga Kodak, man, this nigga was wilding this week, man. As always in Kodak Black fashion, this nigga posted a picture of him with a pickled sausage in his hand, saying, "Hey,
fuck with them too. Hot sausages."
Saying, "Hey, had to steal this motherfucker out the gas station to see if I still got it, even though I'm rich." I'm like, yo, nigga. I'm like, all right, so I don't want to talk about stealing because I don't steal. Ain't no point to. I'm a grown ass man. I can.
Sometimes you gotta see.
I want to get what I want, but I don't steal. But if some shit happens to be free, either.
Yeah, I mean, bitches have
free
shit.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't steal, but I take free shit. Like,
free shit is free.
Yeah, free shit is free shit.
It's for me,
right? So, what's something?
If it's a lighter,
I was thinking, like, what's something that you know, you was like, yo, I gotta see if I still got it, like. Other than stealing, of course.
I was going to say, if it's a lighter and I just had to get in my car. I ain't talking about stealing.
The reason I brought that up, because that had me thinking, like, okay, what what do I still got? Like, what do I can still be like, oh, I think I still got it, but I don't. I'll tell you one thing, dog, and that's motherfucking my motherfucking boxing cardio, dog. I got that boxing bag.
You never had it.
I had it, dog. Where are you going? Man, shut your monkey ass up, bro. Yo, what's your monkey ass up,
Where was he boxing? Right, go ahead.
So anyway, I never had it. Like, so... Here you go, motherfucker. All right, man. You know what?
Go ahead,
this
man.
Motherfucker, nah. I got you, dog. When I get you back, dog.
My brother, bro.
Felonious, dog.
All right. So boxing.
No, I wouldn't say boxing. I mean, like, fighting. Okay. So that, for me, like, I ain't still got it, dog. Like, I would have to train right now, dog. If a nigga challenged me to a fight in the middle of, like, yo, let's square up, like, shit, I probably got a good 30 seconds in me, dog. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
A
like,
fight, 30
like,
seconds.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't still got it. That's you know what I'm saying? Squad. But then I was like, what do I still got, dog? What do I still got? And I ain't got much, dog, from my childhood that I could really think of.
I thought you was saying that. That's why I said
do you
that.
Still got a jump shot?
No, I never had a jump shot.
That's honest.
I was just gonna say my shit was basketball. My shit basketball.
I never had a jump shot.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm not even about to say like I was one of those basketball niggas. I was an African nigga though.
I can still go to
play basketball though.
I'm gonna have to. My shit is basketball.
I'm beating drums on the cliff praying to the ancestors. You talking about basketball? Basketball.
What is basketball?
What the fuck is basketball?
I was African. I remember that shit. Basketball. What is this basketball you speak of? I can't think of none either.
Yeah, though. You ain't got too much that except you held on to.
You ain't got no breakdance moves left over?
I can never do that shit. Never.
Jesus, I tried. I tried.
I mean, riding a bike, obviously, of course. Can you ride a wheelie like a block?
Can you do anything?
No, I can't do no wheelie right now.
I ain't did that shit in a long... I ain't rode a bike in so long, but first time I get back on a bike, I'm trying to wheelie. I bet you Flames can't ride a bike.
He's all upper body, dog. There's no way he can ride a bike.
Oh, shit.
you gotta relax. Something I probably can't do. I probably can't dunk no more, nigga. That's, you know.
I can't even touch the rim no more.
No, I definitely still touch the rim.
But I just woke up like, yo, I'm alive.
I wasn't a basketball nigga neither.
All day on the podcast, I'm alive.
Yo, Tony Stark stole my suit. Fuck that nigga.
It's a fact. I just showed him my trophy.
That nigga said, yo.
Before we started, I just showed you my karate trophy. Karate trophy.
That nigga Flames woke up this morning and chose fibbing.
Basketball, dog. I just showed you that.
Some niggas chose violence. This nigga chose fibbing, dog.
Karate shit, I know I ain't got that shit no more. Oh, man, come on, nigga, I tried to do a kick out of that.
Oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme split.
I used to be able to do a split. Nigga,
come on, man.
Now that was my idol. I told y'all on the podcast.
There's no way though.
Nigga, I knew how to do that shit between the chairs and all that.
Nigga, you barely got your foot.
But I was a hooper though. Nigga
barely got his foot up on this stoop trying to get my fucking.
Get out of here, nigga. That nigga look like my aunt
with the extra wide foot though. Trying to get up that one quarter step.
I guarantee you, if we go hit a court. If we hit a court, I ain't gonna be the nicest nigga on the court. But
yeah,
you gonna be like, nah, he used to play ball.
This nigga got a disclaimer.
That's just all I'm saying. They gonna be like, nah, he used to play ball.
This nigga got a disclaimer though.
So that's my thing.
Look, I don't believe any nigga that got a disclaimer with the skills, dog.
I ain't got nothing.
But you still
I ain't play handball since I was a kid. I ain't play racquetball. I played tennis, backhand. When I was a kid, it was better. I ain't got it. I didn't play basketball, really.
Yeah, I wasn't a basketball nigga, man.
A lot of niggas was basketball niggas, but I wasn't a basketball nigga.
Everybody's a basketball
and
nigga.
Rapping. And rap. Yeah. That's it. Rapping. Like, I can still freestyle to this day. Like, I rap all day. So, them the two things. Basketball and rap.
Oh, I still play the drums. The gym bag.
Like if we go somewhere and niggas rapping and shit, like, yo, I'm off the top. I'm gonna say, you know what I got?
Oh, I know.
I know what I got.
I know what I got too.
I got something too.
Here we go.
My street smarts, baby. I had that since a youngin', and I got it down to this day, dog. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna go with that. My street smarts.
That's valid.
My savviness to just know and pay attention to everything.
I'll be honest. Sometimes I do some stupid shit like, damn, nigga, I was supposed to pay attention to that. Like, you got older.
You know what I'm saying?
Mine is drawing and painting.
Drawing the painting.
Yeah. So you still got art.
Yeah, okay. Still got that. That's dope.
So mine is I still have the ability to turn a couple heads. Yeah, yeah.
See, I was trying to find a way to say that. Yeah.
That shit in you, not on you. Like that.
I still have the ability. I still people be like,
it's called the aura.
Who the nigga on him?
I know you know that.
What that nigga do?
Yeah.
I thought I was the only person who felt like
what
that.
What that nigga on him?
I thought I honestly lift his foot up a quarter centimeter. Talk about.
Nigga, I dunk you right now. I won't dunk you. That's a lie.
You started, dog. You started with me, dog. I ain't never had a finger roll on you.
Crazy. Nigga, what? Crazy, stop playing.
I'm gonna cross you out.
I will cross you and finger roll you.
I'm definitely gonna break it.
Pause.
You gonna get
break the mic.
Yeah, you gonna get the
pause.
They're going to be slower, but nigga, you slower.
They're going to be,
pause.
Yeah. Flav's going to pull a heavy suit. He's trying to
do a stretch. I know when I go. But now, when I go play ball,
going to blow a gasket.
I'm going to move laterally.
Niggas be warming up when I go play ball. If I go play ball, niggas warming up, I'm stretching like a motherfucker. Shit. I'm stretching.
This nigga Flav.
The rest of that shit, when I get on,
nigga go come to the court in jeans, dog.
Looking like white man cash. Man, let's dance. Stretch it.
Let me show you something, nephew.
You need them shit, nigga. First play, you gonna be like, God damn.
No, you gotta stretch. You gotta stretch, man. I be stretching everything, dog. You ever caught a cramp while fucking?
That's the worst cramp ever. Look, you try to fight through that shit and you can't.
That's the weakest a nigga can ever be. That's the weakest I've been in my adult life, dog. I'm just looking at a dick hard to the motherfucker. I'm looking at my girl like, give me some water. some salt. Give me some water.
I need some salt.
Give me some salt. Give me some salt water. I need some salt. I ain't got enough salt. some water. Give me some salt water.
Bring me some of that pickle juice in there. Bring me some of that pickle juice. Pour it in the cup. Pour it in the cup.
That motherfucker. Boy, I had a cramp the other day, boy. That shit, boy, that lasted about 20 minutes. Boy, I was sitting on the ground like,
boy, we trying to do one of the moves.
No, I wasn't even fucking, dog. Like, I was just sitting in the fucking chair, bro. That bitch just, I fell out the chair.
They gonna roll off of that bitch.
My girl was like, yo, what's going on? I was like, hey, I got a cramp with that motherfucker. Well, that shit locked up. Well, I don't know what the fuck. I was like, yo, fuck this, dog. I've been working out, fucking stretching, all that shit, dog. Every day, dog.
But that's what motivated
that
shit.
Hell yeah, dog.
I've been doing yoga every day.
Yeah, I do 15, 20 minute yoga every day.
Yep.
Just, you know what I'm saying, to wake up, kind of meditate and shit like that. But then I also work out and shit. I do the heavy bag for like 20 minutes and then I do some high intensity.
I think he's talking to you though.
No, I love it. Yeah. The heavy bag.
Look at that look.
I do the heavy bag.
The heavy bag.
Yeah, nigga. And I'm practicing with the heaviest gloves they got.
My hands is mad fast. Yeah, I play sports.
Yeah, son.
My hands is mad fast.
Son. Come on, man. I ain't see your ass do nothing active.
That's some very funny shit though. That's some fucked up shit to tell somebody.
Oh shit. I ain't never seen you nothing active.
So the fact that this nigga tried to call me out on the cardio on the pod is fucking quite hilarious, dog. Nigga, you have
a valid point there.
Nigga, you done seen me do the push-up challenge on IG.
I know, I ain't seen it.
You done seen all that shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never. Matter of fact, I challenged you to do the push-up challenge. This nigga was like, nah, cuz.
Oh, I didn't tell you that.
Me and Eddie Kane did the push-up challenge.
Y'all should have had a hoop challenge.
And Oren did the push-up challenge, nigga. I want to see you do 5 push-ups, nigga.
I just want five.
If you impress me with 20, then that's good.
No, nigga, I just start going back to the gym at my complex. You gotta relax. I can do at least 20.
Let me see.
Right now.
Come on.
Do it on the table.
Do it on the table.
Get this shit off.
Fuck that. Nigga, I got a good 70. Damn, dog. I'm not gonna lie, I got a good 70.
70?
Seven.
Seven.
Nah, I got 20.
That means
I can do
7.
I can do 20. I tell you what, man, like planking is the hardest fucking shit ever, dog. That shit, boy, that shit'll put, boy, that shit separates the man from the boys right there, dog.
What the fuck is that?
Planking, dog? Just
laying flat on the table?
No,
it's
dog.
Like fucking. It's like when you whisper in it, yeah, you was moving right. Like just, stop playing. It's the same shit.
Just like holding yourself up, but like it's all your core
what I just
working,
say?
Dog.
Same
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Holding your core.
I mean, you remember the train they had planking? Which motherfucker was just laying on top of shit.
No, yeah. no, not the Tom Green
thought,
shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
I never took a picture like that.
I did.
I never took a picture like that. I did.
I was working at the camera rental house.
I remember you did. I remember that shit.
I'm at work. Look at me. Yeah,
he definitely did shit.
Dicking off. Any reason to dick off. In them days, nigga, I was working for $11 an hour, nigga. What you expect? I'm a dick off, dog. Nigga, this is $11 an hour, dog.
Yeah, like, what
off.
You want from me? Come on.
I'm dicking off, goddamn it.
Sorry.
Nah, that shit was the shit, man. But, I mean, that's good. Some people hold shit in. Some people don't remember no shit. But, yeah, I was just thinking, like, hey, I mean, I probably could steal a pickle sausage from the gas station if I want to try it. But
I could steal if I needed to.
I don't really.
But you know what? Back on this subject that we're here, and what I said earlier, I was just joking. I don't, you know. I have the ability to, because when I was a kid, I was a poet. So, you know, I can still do all that good shit.
Yeah, that's, niggas that can do what they was good at. Like, everything.
That's what I want. That's my hidden talent, guys.
Anything somebody was good at.
All right,
you might not think about it.
Have you ever forgot that you was really good at something
sometimes,
and then
yeah.
you picked it back up? You're like, oh, yeah, yeah. dog. Like, holy fuck. Like, that's how it was when I bought my djembe drum a couple of months ago, yeah. or like probably a year ago now. But, you know, I bought it and I was like, okay. And then I'm sitting there like, holy shit. Yeah, I did actually used to be really good at this shit, dog. Like, since I was like 3. And I was like, damn, this shit is fucking crazy.
How'd I get mine reskinned?
Man, yeah.
Was re-skinned.
That a paw? Yeah. That was
I gotta get mine reskinned. No paw.
Look, when you look at the camera.
We had this in slow motion. When you said
it was
I
weird.
Was like,
we both said, huh?
I was like,
that's definitely a palsy thing. I'm gonna get my reskinned.
Pause.
That was another. That was another pause. Segment of.
That's a no for me, dog.
Hey man,
this is dope.
Hey man, that was fucking fire, man. For real, man. All right, man. Well, my boy MP Oren is not here today, so we have to do it for him. So, with that being said, it is time for.
Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone. MP Oren. Hey. And on this episode of MP Oren, without Oren himself.
He's going to be so mad.
No, I wouldn't have said that.
Should it be ND Oren, no damn Oren?
Philly man kills robbers in attempted carjacking, and the family wants justice.
Bullshit.
For you know, the robbers.
For the robbers.
Yeah. Bullshit. Nah. They try to do me dirty, and I shoot you in the face. This is what happens when you do crime. Sorry.
Yeah. They was just one of the family members of the robbers was quote saying they was just trying to take his car. He shouldn't have took their life.
You were trying to kill me and take my car.
It's like nigga what? Like nigga what?
That's what they wait.
Nigga what?
Yo, no, that's why we have the right to protect self and property. So yeah,
it's like
take to your face. Get away from
so
me.
So you can rob me. You can take whatever you want from me, but then I can't take your life.
But if I kill you, I was wrong.
That's self defense.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
At the highest form. Yeah, that's I mean, I don't understand why that's the problem.
Yeah, like, especially if they were armed.
That's some bullshit. That's
like, if this man walk up on me with a gun and trying to take my car, and I got my gun, and I shoot and kill him, I don't want to hear justice for nobody. Justice for what? Justice for me.
For me. Yeah, exactly. I was a victim.
I need justice. Yeah, dog. Shit.
Nah, you're right on that one. I need justice. I'm
yeah, 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 dog. Nah, it's a crazy world we living in.
You know what's really crazy is that they're probably going to actually get it. What state is this?
Philadelphia.
Philly?
Philly. Yeah.
I would hope not.
I don't know, yeah.
But Philly is like a Mormon place, so you never know what it's weird laws
in Philly. What kind of people are
they? Yeah, they do got
They're Mormons. They have, when you go to those courtrooms, they have white wigs in Philly. Scary.
But the people, the robbers.
Like, I'm sure.
Good question.
It was black.
I don't know.
It was a black dude and black robbers. It was black dude and black robbers.
There wasn't Irish and Italian guys? No?
No, it was black dudes. It was in Philly, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Irish and Italian guys were in Philly, too.
In the city, you know what I'm saying?
You know, it could be a judge that just be like, I want to make an example. It's always one of them. You know what I mean? Like, he
wouldn't that's crazy, bro.
I think how crime is up so much, they're going to probably be like, nah, y'all niggas was trying to rob this man. He protects. Especially if it was, the victim was like an upstanding citizen family man. Mm-hmm. Then he's probably going to get let off. They're like, yo, he just going to work, coming back, protecting his shit. His
what if he's an ex-convicted felon for murder?
I'm almost certain it was I'm almost certain it was an Uber driver.
Oh, yeah. He probably going to get off.
Yeah. Like, hey. What you think was going to happen, dog? You play stupid games, you get stupid.
Yeah, what you do? You walk in here with Harambe, and you got your face ripped off. Yeah. That's what happens when you fuck with Harambe.
You're walking around showing pistols. Don't be surprised if a nigga shoot you. Because anytime I see a nigga walking around waving a pistol, and I got my pistol, I'm going to feel obligated to shoot this nigga before
he shoots me. I'm going to feel obligated to shoot him before he shoots me.
Like, that's just what it is, dog. That's just what it is, man. I didn't make the rules. I just follow them, dog.
Facts.
Play the game.
Like, shit. All right. Well, I'm on the next thing of MP Orin. It was Janet Jackson. She coming out saying that Michael Jackson used to bully her, and I mean Michael Jackson was her older brother, so that does not surprise me.
That's what exactly I was going to say. You're a little sister. Shut the fuck up. Of course you were bullied. Shut the fuck up.
I don't even have to comment on that.
They all bullied. Yeah, whatever. Shut up. Yeah. Janet.
Okay, Janet.
Fuck out. Yeah, Janet.
We get it. You're not that famous anymore, so you got to say something.
Some dumb shit like this. Like, okay, Janet. Cool.
Yeah. We get it.
I was definitely always a bully to my sister.
Like, come on, man. Like,
you're supposed to bully your sisters.
Yeah, that's...
You bully younger siblings. That's just normal.
Oh, my goodness.
But you love them, but you still bully them. Yeah, come on. I can bully my sister, but you can't bully my sister.
That's part of it.
You know what I'm saying? That's the way it goes.
I didn't really bully my sisters, but I tripped on what we call... trip on, you know, crack on, what you call it. Shit, whatever. Yeah, I'm grossing you all day. That's just...
That's
everybody going to get these jokes.
Nah, facts. I don't know what's up with Janet Jackson, man, trying to do that, man. And speaking of tarnishing niggas who's in the grave's name... They got a whole docuseries on A&E by the people who brought you the R. Kelly documentary about Hugh Hefner. And I watched about 3 episodes of that shit. And that shit is probably some of the most craziest shit ever. But it's like, if this nigga was really doing all this shit for 50, 60 years and nobody ever did nothing at all.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
At all?
What was he doing?
Dog, they said this motherfucker used to fucking tell girls to suck off German Shepherds. He used to do all kind of shit. He would give all the bitches $1,000. Oh, excuse me. When I say bitches, I mean them type of women. I mean, I guess they were.
You mean them hoes?
Yeah, them hoes. Like, I'm sorry.
I don't mean young ladies. Them hoes.
I'm sorry. But you know what I mean. He would give them an allowance of $1,000 a week. You know what I'm saying? Which is like $52,000 a year, which ain't that much.
They had a good job.
They ain't that much. They just suck dog dick.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, not all of them, but then, you know, obviously they would have to have sex with them and they couldn't have regular jobs.
They couldn't have regular jobs.
They couldn't have boyfriends and all this shit. And they all had to have orgies on certain periods of nights and they would get passed off to all their Hollywood friends and shit like that.
So I started thinking about
$52,000 a year for
to be passed around like a whore. Isn't that like sex trafficking?
That is pimping.
White slavery, same shit.
Pimping.
You keep a bitch in the house and say, hey guys, guess what? I got a bitch. We could all fuck her.
$52,000 a year with no retirement plan, no dental?
No dental? They probably got dental because, you know, they came on that head. They got to have nice teeth.
Yeah, but you got the motherfuckers who making $32,000 a year with all the health plans in the world and they still got to pay when they go to the hospital. So shit. I don't know.
It was just crazy the fact that they got this documentary after this nigga died. And I mean, shit, if all this crazy shit was going on when this nigga was alive, why didn't y'all do something about it?
They
said that motherfucker got tapes and shit of people of Hollywood.
That's why they never said anything.
It would always be stories though. And then that shit would be like, oh,
that nigga Hugh had them shits in the cut. Like, yeah, dog, don't worry. I done suckered everybody to come to my mansion at least once.
Pay off a motherfucker.
I got your hair.
Look, I got all y'all.
Yeah.
I wish a nigga would say something.
I wish a nigga would say something.
I do what I want around this town.
Nigga. I got a direct line.
Ain't that like, right, Sheriff?
Nigga ride around in a limo like, nigga.
Ain't that right, Mayor?
he rolled the window down. He just showed that nigga's job. Like, yo, look out the window.
Yeah, I got him. Yeah. He ain't got to touch nobody. Yeah.
Just shake a phone at him?
Yeah.
Ruin your life, bitch. One shake of his phone.
You know what this is.
Speed off.
This nigga still has a stockpile of Quaaludes.
He's serious.
He has Quaaludes from 75. This is mad strong.
This is his age. Like fine wine.
Those be high for 3 months.
Damn.
One half a pill.
We call them the Hef Stash. Yeah.
We call them the Heffies.
The Heffies.
The Heffies. Nigga, it's 15. Look, it's 15,000 a pill. You want one? I'll take 7, bitch.
They'll do all those in one day. I already did. Nah, man.
Look, then you be like.
No water. Dry. Raw. Raw dog and pills.
Shot, right? $1 million heavy in one shot.
Niggas raw dog and dick pills is crazy.
Like, hold on.
Like, no water.
Niggas biting them shit.
Hard swallows in there.
Yeah. Chewing them.
Chewing them shit. No water.
Yeah. Got him in his teeth.
Fucking animal dog. Hide your baby mama from that. Please hide your baby mama from any nigga that chews gas station dick pills with no water. Dog.
He's gonna kill her. He's gonna kill her.
Think about one time I got pulled over and I was smoking in the car and I had a blunt bar. Let me see that. About that much. About that big. Lights came on behind me, man. I was like, shit. I had just lit it too.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Damn. That motherfucker dry. Dry.
No water.
Raw. I did that a couple times too. I had to.
Yeah, man. And chew it. You smell it. We just like
that. I'm telling the cop, I'm like, he's like, yeah, I smell like you've been smoking in the car. I said, nah, you might smell it on me. I just came from my friend's house. We were smoking there. And he gave me a look like this.
Hey, I was smoking earlier today.
Hell nah, I'm telling them, nigga. I just tossed that bitch out the window. As soon as you hit your life, I tossed it, man. You can go find. That's all I had on me.
What I say is, I always smoke in the car, just not right now.
Yeah.
You want to search the car? Go ahead. Yeah. I ain't got no. Yeah, but it's, my car always smell like weed, just so you know, officer. Yeah. It's always going
to
smell like this.
I just happen to have nothing.
I just happen to not have any weed on me today. But I'm high too, so what we going to do with that?
I got weed air freshener from my car.
That's fucking hilarious, like though. All right, we got to get through these damn MP Orange shit real quick. All right, Texas brothers beat stepfather to death for touching little sister. Again,
I'm with that.
That's
I'm with
justified.
That.
Like,
with
I,
that.
Like I feel like
high fives. 100% to the cities.
Giving freedom niggas, cities. Free the gang. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Get little homies out.
Yep. Yeah, facts, dog. Right. Let me know the GoFundMe information, dog. I'll drop some money on that shit on behalf of the High Class Dirtbags podcast. Cause shit. That's what I think, sir, it's weird because, like, motherfuckers, it's like, how do you prosecute somebody like that? Because there was a dude back in the 70s whose kid got abducted by his karate teacher, right? Mm-hmm. And then the motherfucker karate teacher, you know, molested the kid, went on the run. They found the dude and the kid. Kid got home safely. When they found the dude, they flew him back to wherever city the shit really started at. And in the airport, when they was walking him through the airport, the father, it's on YouTube. The father posing on the, like, he talking on the phone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see the cameras pass by the father the first time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just, like, talking on the phone and shit, like, his back turned up. Uh-huh. And then when the dude's walking through, the father pulls out a gun on live television and shoots the dude on the head.
I think I've seen that.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure he, like, they ended up not giving him that much time, dog. Like, I think, nigga, I think shit like that, dog, like, you... Temporary insanity, definitely, dog. Like, there's certain shit that you go through.
Justifiable homicide.
Justifiable homicide.
Exactly, yeah.
Straight up.
Justifiable homicide means me killing you was worth it, and there's no crime here because you were supposed to die.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Justifiable. If you walk into a room and someone's raping your child and you shoot their fucking head off, why would you go anywhere in cuffs?
Anywhere.
Why would any cop even arrest you? They would be like, you know what? I'm not going to be the guy to arrest you. I'm out of here. Fuck this.
But it wasn't, you know, not, he didn't walk. I'm saying, like, he obviously he found out his child was getting molested, but he did it after the cops caught him, so that he's in police custody. I'm still gonna do, like, I'm still gonna do it too, though. Like, I ain't no cap, bro. Like,
that's a yes for me. Whatever. We split the melon. The motherfucking police station, nigga.
I'm gonna need no brown that nigga in the courtroom.
Yeah, dog. So I think Let's shit go. Like that in the brothers citizen. In Texas, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think shit like that, man. I don't know, man. Like, I mean, I know, understand people's gonna say murder is murder, whatever, nah, whatever, but.
That's not murder. Like, hey, man. That's justifiable.
Some motherfuckers gotta go.
Justifiable.
Some motherfuckers gotta go. That's what I realized in this world, dog. Some motherfuckers got to go.
Nah, that's real shit.
Yeah, some motherfuckers right, got to go.
I ain't the one to choose who do and who don't. But some motherfuckers.
I'm not the one to choose, but some motherfuckers got to go. Yeah, dog. Somebody got to go. Somebody got to go.
Now, speaking on that, did you see that video on, I think it was on Instagram and shit. I might have been on Twitter with a, the dude, some motherfucker, I think shit was out here. A motherfucker punched the dude, like, little 12-year-old daughter, 10-year-old daughter. I don't know how old she was. She was like 10, 11, 12. Mm-hmm. Some crazy motherfucker just punched her in the face. And dude had him, you know what I'm saying? He was fucking him up. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, you know, they was calling the police and shit. And the people in the neighborhood came out. And, you know, then he told his daughter, come outside. And you see the little girl, man. The little girl had to be no more than like 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Little girl. Big as fuck. And he like, yo, nigga, look what this nigga just, you know what I'm saying? This old dude. He was talking crazy and shit. Yeah. You know, other dude. So I was like, man, the dad had more motherfucking restraint because he just, you know, he just held him. He kind of beating on him and shit like that. But they was waiting for the police to come to get him.
I would have killed him, right?
It wouldn't have been no way. My daughter come out here and shit like this.
Nah.
Because this grown ass man punched my 9-year-old daughter in the face,
dog.
Nigga.
Like I said, some niggas got to go, dog. Some niggas got to go, dog.
Then the niggas in the neighborhood was out there like, nah, OG, man, you know what I'm saying? Don't kill him. Yeah, you could, just wait till the police come, all that shit like that. So
just like the racist dude that got slapped and died after he gets slapped in Church Chicken, dog. Hey, some niggas got to go, dog. You got something.
You said what?
That shit happened last year, dog.
Slapped and died.
He said some racist slur after he walked into a gas station and the black dude was like, say it again. He said, what did you say? He said, you fucking nigga. And he slapped
the guy with the can?
Yeah.
He said, that was hilarious.
No, not with the can. There was a dude in church, like Burger
church
King or something.
Church of Chicken.
Yeah, Popeye's or something. And he slapped the old racist dude. The old racist dude fell because he was like 84. He fell, hit his head, and died. You know what I'm saying? So they was going to charge the kid with murder. But it's like, dog, this nigga's... Like, shit, you can't walk around calling niggas, dog, and thinking niggas go just not be niggas.
Yeah. Niggas gonna act really, really niggerish and beat the nigga out of you. That's gonna happen.
You walk around calling niggas.
You're with the wrong nigga.
Today you found that nigga.
Yeah. He had a nigga moment.
You can't call niggas and act like niggas ain't niggas, dog. Like,
some niggas is real niggas, so you call a nigga a nigga, you gonna see some shit. You gonna see some nigga shit.
Other niggas you was calling niggas wasn't niggas. Today,
you found the right nigga.
That nigga you was looking for.
You was looking for this nigga your whole life. I know you was.
That one racist, that one nigga that every racist looked for their whole life, he found it.
He found him. The one who's gonna fuck you up for that shit.
He found his dog. And trust me, all of y'all will find y'all.
You're gonna bully that guy.
Oh man. But alright, so we're gonna finish up with this. What else we got?
Escort.
Oh yeah, so the chick. Oh, speaking of, man. Alright, man, last thing of the day, man. So this chick, right? There's this birth defect that some women are born with where they have two vaginas. Now, from my understanding, we was talking about it before the show a little bit. So it's two vaginas. It's not like pussy or pussy. It's like
two canals
in one. It's like a crossroads.
Well, I won't get lonely.
No, not a crossroads.
I will never get lonely. It's a fork in the road.
It's like a fork in the road. It's like a junction.
Yeah,
it's a junction. You go left or right, and she says she uses one for her escorting and OnlyFans business, and the other one for like her boyfriend.
I have a question, please. Can I ask this question, please? So, is it safe to maybe assume that one side is blown out and stressed the fuck and one side is nice and dope? Just think about it. Could that be a real thing?
But, like, how is it?
Does she have two wombs?
No. I actually fact-checked it.
Tell me about this, please.
Yes.
All right.
Look the same to me.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
No, hold on. You saw it.
On the outside. I had a fact check.
He didn't know that it was on TikTok, so I'm pretty sure he saw
it. How'd you see it?
I'm pretty sure he knows. I'm pretty sure he knows. He already got the porn on TikTok.
So my question to you is this, right? If you come in one and not the other, is she pregnant on one side of her body or does she have two wombs? Like, how does this work? Can she have two babies? Can you fuck her on left, I fuck her on right? She have both our babies
at
the same time?
Actually, she was pregnant. She had a baby growing on, I think, the right side. It was sticking out on the right side.
She had a little teeny womb. Little bambina womb.
I think she got two.
Two wombs? Two vaginas?
Or, I don't know, something.
That's too much.
I think one womb, but you confused. Know, like the fallopian tube splits off.
That's too much.
So.
That's too much.
I am definitely confused.
That's too much.
But, speaking on my boy Chill, I remember though, I was living in Michigan, damn, back in the day, my uncle, a nigga damn had fucked up. Nigga, he had one of us, he was, working for this little logging company, tree fell on his arm.
Oh, that shit arm. Like two in one, oh, dog.
Yeah, yeah. Story,
oh,
nigga.
That's crazy.
Let me see. Yo, let me see that shit, yo.
Let me see. How you know which hole you going in on? Like,
that's crazy, dog.
I think you just gotta like cut all the way to the left or cut all the way to the right.
Yeah, dog. Like, so you got one for each. Like, if you hook to the right, you got one for you. Hook to the left.
You come to the fork in the road. You're going to hang a right.
You're going to bang a left.
You're
going to
go left.
You're going to bang a left. You're going to bang a left.
Yeah.
You're going to bang a left when you get in there.
Literally.
Now, as soon as you get in there, just bang a right. Yeah, you're going to take that immediate. You're going to make that immediate right.
Hey, what if you go in that bitch and be like, oh.
I'm sure it's been done. But I don't know. Like, she's her boyfriend or nothing.
So he
has his. You know what I mean?
So that qualifies two pussies in one night?
Wait, how would you allow your chick to be like, all right, they can fuck you in this one as long as they don't fuck you in this one?
Yeah, this is mine.
This one's mine.
This is reserved.
This is understanding we have, okay? If you ever break this sacred bond, it's going to be some shit.
This is like, the reserve.
It's still
the reserve stock.
It's pussy. This is amazing, yo. I don't know what to say about that. That's definitely the
problem. So, no, I mean, this is just
my story leads up to what my uncle is. He got 90,000. From
this
the settlement.
Weird as hell, though.
Smoked it up. Go on, geeked it out, smoked it up.
Uh-huh.
Had to come stay with us. Nigga had like a box of hey man.
Man, you gotta talk in the mic, bro. Man.
Nigga had a box of porn. nigga had a box of, I'm talking about a box like this. Full of pornos. So I'm in high school and I noticed this box.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. So, let me go through these tapes and see what the fuck they are. So one tape in particular, it had like, it wasn't even one dude. It was like three different dudes. They had two dicks.
What?
What?
What are we talking about?
Swear on
you didn't pause it.
Man, I'ma pause that one.
That's the scientific.
But I seen it. I don't know what my uncle got. These are VHS tapes.
Oh,
I used to get off from school. I'm like, yo, I got shit about 2 hours when my mom and them get home.
I got some porn, some video music box. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm in the basement. We got the pool table shit in the basement. Big ass, you know, the old big flow model TV, like a 60, 70 inch.
Yeah.
I'm going through all these tapes, nigga. Every day I'm watching a different tape, nigga. What's on this one?
That I want to see.
Yeah, I was definitely very horny guy.
I want to know what's going on.
But it was one tape, nigga had like.
You had two pistols?
The tape was weird, dog. Because it was like three niggas crazy. With two dicks on it. Like, they was fucking the holes.
Wow.
And they was coming out of both of the dicks and all that.
That's gotta be fun.
And then you know what, bro? Now that you're talking about that shit.
I'm dead serious. I'm so serious. I seen this tape, dog. And then, because they had like another motherfucker on it. And I swear, dog, this ain't no gay shit because I'm watching the pornos, nigga. But another nigga shit was like from here to there, nigga. And I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, nah, it's a fact.
He said from here to there.
Nah, but I'm like, yo. But at one point, I had to ask my uncle, like, yo, you know I damn watch your Jones. Like, what kind of shit? Like, where the fuck you get that shit? So I'm glad he's not. My uncle right now. Look, my uncle right now is so funny. He been in another bad accident because he's still smoking the yams. Mm-hmm. He been another bad accident. Now he kind of crippled and shit now, but he's still the same motherfucker. Yeah. He's still a horny nigga, man. He's still like an ultimate horny
nigga.
Yeah,
that was my favorite.
Yeah, he's still an ultimate horny nigga, dog. I swear to God. But he had them tapes. I said, you remember you had all them tapes, man? Nigga had like 100 tapes.
That was one of them. Do that weird shit with their lip, you know, when people get old, they do that twitch with their lip.
They got a teeth.
They got a teeth. One.
Oh man, I'm a pervert. So you said the two shit. Vaginas. I did actually see this shit right. On tape.
So you saw two dicks once. Copy.
I got three different niggas. Damn.
Nigga said he was nutting out of both of them.
Listen, bro.
Pause. I'm fucking skeet. Y'all motherfuckers. Hey, man, you gotta say
that's
pause.
That's original skeet skeet.
I don't know if you know that. If it was some camera tricks back in the 70s or 80s, it was an old movie.
Yo, Flex, that shit sound familiar, though.
I'm dead. This was an old, like, 70s.
I found a VHS tape that had, a Disney cartoon written on it. You know how you used to be able to, like, record over tape?
Yeah.
You got to change the label, though, because your kids might find shit. Pop that shit in. I was like, oh, shit. I had, like, my siblings next to me. I was like, oh, shit. They snitched. I got in trouble.
Yeah, nah, we used to steal the shit out of my mom in the room.
Shit, man, we was the squiggly man.
Had to run it back and take it off.
The cable channel. Yeah.
The squiggly man. Everybody know who the squiggly man.
Yeah.
You started timing. Like, every like 4.3 seconds, the motherfucker show something.
Clear up.
Oh, dude, when my uncle got that black box and it unlocked all the channels?
The black box was.
Oh, shit. And they was like, yo, we going to the club this weekend? Like, oh, man, nigga.
I was right, yeah.
I remember the black box, yeah.
Nigga, I got all the paper towels ready.
We got all the socks ready.
Set up with the jerseys.
Socks and lotion.
JR got all his baby socks lined up.
All the baby socks lined up.
Medium large.
I'm making some money tonight, bitch. Just stop playing.
He ain't here to defend himself. Oh, I'm sorry, I had to, though. He's like, you got them all lined up. He's like, hell yeah. I even went and got extra large socks.
God. New demographic is extra large baby socks.
It's the CrossFit
new
jacket
market.
Off.
Oh, that shit crazy.
Oh, my goodness, man. We talked about all kind of shit today, man. What the fuck, man? Oh, man. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. Listen to it.
Wait, you got one thing I've been looking at, and I gotta address this.
Oh, what happened?
Rihanna's lingerie for men.
First of all, you said
have you seen? Yeah, lingerie. I said that. I grew up watching.
Lingerie.
You know,
lingerie.
I've been watching
comic. Yeah.
Lingerie, but they got lingerie for men. Men don't wear lingerie. Like, what's that about?
I don't know. I asked my girl about that shit. I was like, what the fuck is you? I was like, she's like, yeah, you see Rihanna got lingerie for men. I was like, who? I'm not wearing that shit. She's like,
it's new school.
It ain't for us, bro.
Would you like me if I wore that? Like, that's what you're looking for?
That ain't
for us.
They got lace fishnet.
What? You got some lace boxer shorts.
With feathers.
You got lace boxer shorts with your dick cut out. Look, I'm good.
They got a lace dick sleeve.
Right now, I'm good at all that. What the fuck is that?
They got flowers on his dick, nigga. See through.
You got dickless boxer shorts. Like, what the fuck are these?
Dickless boxer shorts gotta be
hold
the
on,
worst.
Hold on, hold on.
You can't wear them shit to work.
What the fuck are those?
Hold on. Orin just posted in the dirt bag.
What the fuck?
Yo, Snoop be posting some shit, y'all.
Nah, remember fucking Snoop Dogg?
No, I bet he ain't post no crotchless boxer shorts.
Did he get off the plane? Like I said, they ain't for niggas like us, bro.
It's called
dudes like us. They ain't for men like us.
I don't know what that is. Man, lingerie.
Man, that's a whole nother.
What is that?
That's a whole nother alternate universe.
I didn't know men dress up sexy for sex. Like, what's sexy? What, how do you dress up sexy for? You take a shower? Right?
Hold on, let me see what this is, though.
Naked is dressed.
That's what I mean now. Like, how you dress up sexy for sex as a man?
It's her line, right? Her brand, right?
What?
Yes.
Don't look at it, dog. Because that is
Rihanna's lingerie.
It's her brand.
Don't look at it, because you might.
You about to get some?
You going, I told you what it is, man.
I'm about to go shopping.
It's Christless boxer shorts.
I had to say that. That's my pause on, on that shit.
Hey, you know what? If your chick wants you in Christless boxer shorts, go ahead, bro. If that's what she likes and that's what you want to do, do your thing. I'm not doing it.
No, this don't have the lace dick sleeve.
Lace dick sleeve.
I do have one article though. It's like the stripper draw shit.
So you, I mean,
what,
you
compression are shorts?
You know, got the bag with the.
So you say you got it?
I have one piece of article.
So you had like an elephant face on it with a dick sleeve?
Walking around a crib helicopter?
No, it's like the bright ass color, like a teal and a like a.
Man, serving wee-wee dinners, man. Wow. All up in it like a wee-wee dinner. You know what I mean? Nigga said I'm all up in it. All up in it like a wee-wee dinner.
Nigga said I have one article.
The last thing I did want to do real quick, man, before we leave, man, that's what the fuck I forgot, man.
Wow.
The number one book on Amazon right now is Pastors Eat Pussy 2.
Number two. So it was the first one.
Right? So I was thinking, what are some book titles that we can make here on the High Class Dirtbags podcast that could possibly
Police pay for pussy too.
Wow.
Yeah, that could possibly be Amazon number one bestsellers.
And preachers pay for it.
I'm not looking at man lingerie with four dudes on a camera. No. I'm not gonna say that's gay.
But no, but this most of them. I'm gonna say most of them.
I'm not gonna look at that with you, Chiller.
I'm not. So a title that we can get a bestseller for.
I like police pay for pussy too, but that seems a little bit more plagiarism. That seems a little close to pastors eat pussy too. You need a little bit something more original.
Pay for pussy. I don't speak French.
Damn it.
Number one bestseller for the
record. I think, you know, I have one that comes to mind is Finger bopping in the teacher's class.
Wow.
Finger bopping.
On the school bus. Part two of the book. Finger bopping
on the school bus. You funny, I remember that shit. I remember because I was in the computer class and I was finger bopping.
I'm trying to tell you, dog. Like, you got.
I like that. I remember that shit.
That ain't bad.
I got one. Deep within you.
With the breath,
yeah, with the breath too.
How you spell that?
How you spell that?
Yeah,
you got three M's and two H's.
Yeah, but it's bold letters. Yeah. It's bold, but it got like
deep within you.
You got one, Chiller? I got another. I just came up.
Hold on, now come back to me.
I got one right now. Jacking off before she gets here.
Wait. The art of jacking off before she gets here.
The art of jacking off before she gets there.
The art of jacking off.
Never be too thirsty.
God damn. Let me see if I can keep it going.
Holy shit.
Grandma's been fucking the preacher.
That's a drama. Yeah. That'd be good. That's a drama.
That's like a soap
opera. Part two. the preacher is your real granddaddy.
Yeah, because grandma married, but yeah.
Grandma's been fucking the preacher part two.
But your granddaddy ain't really your real granddaddy.
Grandma's
preacher the whole
grandma's friend, Mr. Willie, is your grandfather.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Your grandfather's not your grandfather.
Oh, shit. That's real life.
It's the postman.
That's Mr. Willie, your grandfather. Yeah.
Wow. I got another one. DoorDash Tales.
Oh, shit. DoorDash
Tales. Whenever you go deliver some shit and they... Like you come in and you haven't.
They ain't got no money. Like, hold on. Yeah. I got you right quick.
Yeah.
Let me.
Uber Meats.
Make
Uber
you,
Meats.
Oh.
Uber Meats.
Uber Meats. Where's on camera? We got
some Uber. Yeah.
Uber Meats.
Because I'm Uber Meats. Yeah.
Yeah, Uber,
Uber
Meats.
Uber Meats. Wait. Hold on. Hold on. That shit is fucking genius.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Uber Meats.
Hey, we got to cut this part out. We cut this part out. This shit.
We gonna, you don't know. We ain't going to talk about this no more.
Nope. Uber Meats coming soon. We dropping them off.
Dicks. Dicks, we mean. Pause. Said we dropping them off. We mean dicks. Pause.
Little small hyphen at the bottom. Pause.
That's hilarious. We dropping them off. Dicks, we mean.
Pause. No, that's pause. That's a website. That's all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Uber Meats, man, Uber coming Meats. Soon. You know the story.
They got Uber Meats and Greets.
The story of the most attractive Uber driver in the world,
Juan Carlo.
Juan Carlo.
He came from Brazil with hopes of making it big in Hollywood, but little did he know he had big wood.
Little did he know he already made it big
with his wood.
Y'all stupid, man.
He already made it big in Hollywood. Pause.
I low pause.
Juan Carlo. Change your name to Uber.
I've been damn crying all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, man. Uber Meats Uber, coming bro. Soon from Dirtbag Industries. If you
Dirtbag Distributors.
Squirt Socks coming soon.
Nut Rags.
Nut Rags. Be on the lookout for the Nut Rags. You know
Splash Tank Tops
Baby
coming
socks.
Soon.
The Dick Dung.
Baby Socks.
Rechargeable penises coming soon too. You know what I'm saying? The dick dongle. Watch out for that. That's what we working on technology. That man, you'll be able to.
It's called the deep pod.
Deep pod.
Testy the testy charger.
Testy the testy charger.
Testy.
That's hilarious.
All right, man. Hey,
that's
been
fucking
good.
Hilarious.
High Class Dirtbags.
As always, this is a High Class Dirtbags podcast. I'm all Lasky, 3 eyes on Instagram, 2 eyes in person, 1 eye on motherfucking paper, a.k.a. LL Couche, a.k.a. Dijon Pigeon, the motherfucking mustard dove. I gotta work on
what?
You gotta work on your bird. You gotta go to Birdman class. Yeah. You gotta go to Birdman class of bird calls. Cool. It's your dog Flames P, man. Once again, Flames P36 on Instagram. You bitch, you funky head dog head bitch, you. And the album Thanks for Nothing is out right now. Go check that out. It's amazing.
We got Pretty You from the Avenue. Always coming through.
Yeah.
You got teaching the bird sounds. You got teaching the bird sounds.
It's your boy Chile the Geek. Like a cool, like, you know what I mean?
Chili the Geek, he's all about that Uber Meats.
Hey,
come through. He gives you that hand-delivered squeets. Okay. Get him, boy. Yeah.
Uber Meats.
Uber Meats. I deliver hand-delivered squeets.
Hey, man.
What's a squeet? A squirt with his meat.
Squozen.
Rest is squozen.
Mixed nuts, no pause.
Eye contact.
Shout out to Chile, man. Pretty you, man. We're coming through. Man.
Remember, next time you at the store,
you'll
be like, yo, let me get the meats. No pause.
Yeah.
Do you have cashews or any type of mixed nuts? Salty?
Pause.
No pause.
No pause.
You got
to
pause.
You
got to
pause. Don't forget to pause, man.
Don't forget to pause. Yeah, boy, I got it. 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 Yeah, boy, I got it.